是不是就是Good job, Briggs, and enjoy the win.
Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome into Dow Diamond. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. And today, it's the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons in Game 3 of a three-game series. And Adam, if the Lugnuts win, series sweep.
Yeah, there's not much better than coming home undefeated, right? And the Lugnuts have a chance to do that with great pitching and defense Friday, yesterday, and hopefully we get the same thing with a little bit of warmer temperatures this afternoon.
It really is a beautiful Easter Sunday. Sun is out. There are no clouds that I see above this stadium. So entering today, the weather is right to welcome in a Lugnuts team that over the course of these first two games, the offense has not been explosive, but I would say they've been opportunistic.
Yeah, and that's all you need to be. If you can pitch it and play good defense, which has, again, been the recipe for beating the Loons, really for the last few years that we've seen them take on this A's organization. If you can pitch it and play good defense and keep them in the yard, this Great Lakes team does not have an extra base hit through two games. Now, we'll see how the temperature changes make a difference today as it's pushing up towards 65 degrees. But two games in, really impressed with this pitching staff.
Yesterday, team effort. Jacob Waters got off to a rough start, but he ended up working his way through three. And then Blake Beers came in and fired three and a third. And then the Lugnuts debuts, Luke Anderson and Tyler Baum, a perfect ninth inning, exactly as they would have drawn it up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a team effort. Four different guys chipped in the day before for the Nuts. We saw five different arms come in. So I like that it's early in the year. Obviously, they just came up from spring training. So everybody's kind of dipping their toe into the new 2023 season. And goodness, it seems like every pitcher that the Lugnuts throw out there is throwing some good stuff and continuing to get through these Loons batters. And again, that's been a main focal point why they're up 2-0 to start the year.
Good stuff. You think that describes today's starter?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Jack Perkins gets the ball. He'll be making his Lugnuts debut, the fifth rounder out of Indiana.
Who's your daddy?
Well, we'll see about the Great Lakes Loons and their answer. He was starting as a Louisville Cardinal, and then he transferred to Indiana. And by the time he was done there, he was their Friday night starter, number one starter, and was putting his name into the Hoosiers record books. What we have heard of Jack is he throws hard.
And that's why those record books, high strikeout numbers,
yes,
that's why you're getting them with the high velocity.
Big Ten, well, here we are in the Midwest. It's Perkins on the mound, and he'll take on a pitcher for the Great Lakes Loons that's also making his Midwest League debut, the native of Canton, Georgia, the southpaw Justin Robleski.
Yeah, also a transfer, Jesse. He was a 21st rounder in 2021, but started at Clemson, then to a JUCO in State College of Florida, and then 1 year at Oklahoma State. But he's a four-pitch guy, can run it up into the mid-90s with a fastball. I should say five-pitch, cutter, slider, change, and the curve. So the Lugnuts, as you mentioned, they haven't done a ton offensively. They've done just enough, even though they left a bunch of runners on base yesterday. We're just, 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position both days. But can you find just enough today and pitch it well and defend well enough to try and get a series sweep.
We are going to see some new lug nuts today. Joshuan Wright makes his 2023 debut. So does Cooper Yule. And so does Saheed Valenzuela. And I caught up with Saheed before today's game. Joined by Saheed Valenzuela, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. What did you take away from last season?
Last season, it was good. I started off here, and I got to play a little bit in AA in Midland, and I learned a lot from up there, from Bobby. So overall, it's just bring that into this year and keep moving forward.
What did you learn from Bobby?
A lot of infield stuff, and like he's big on also like playing the game hard. So just the little stuff like around the infield.
How'd you spend the off season?
It was awesome. I was back home in Yuma. It was good to be back with the family, and but also training hard.
What did you train on?
You know, getting bigger, getting faster, being able to drive the ball a little more. So excited to be in the lineup tonight.
How much bigger are you?
I put on about 10 pounds.
How much faster are you?
I'd like to say I'm faster. So.
Did you feel like this year's spring training was different from last year's spring training?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like this spring training was good. Obviously, we showed up a week earlier. But yeah, I felt really well in spring training, and I'm ready to go.
What's your role on this team?
You know, just play wherever they need me, play hard, and help the team win in whatever way I can.
You know your manager well, right? Conk was first with you in Stockton, and then your assistant hitting coach last year here, and now what do you think about him as manager? What kind of manager is he?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome to have him as a manager. He's a player's coach, you know, and he relates to us, and it's awesome. I mean, he's got a lot to teach us on the mental side of the game as well. So it's awesome that he's here managing, and it's awesome that he got his first win on his first game managing.
Did you guys do anything for him?
Yeah, we had him dance in the clubhouse, and then threw some water. But yeah, it was awesome. Good win.
Can he dance?
Yeah, he can dance.
Joined by Saheed Valenzuela, bat hitting. You mentioned driving the ball more. Is that from strength, and is there anything mechanically that you've adjusted that goes into that?
Mainly just like more of your approach and just looking for a pitch that you could do that with. And obviously strength comes into play with that as well.
Last year, so being here in high A and then going up to double A, here you are. What is the difference between the pitchers at this level? What do you see?
Definitely command-wise, I mean, everybody's stuff is good. That's why they're in pro ball, you know. But up in Midland, every pitch is going to be around the zone, you know. I think in the lower levels, it's just being able to throw every pitch for a strike and stuff like that. So you got to be a little bit more patient. But, yeah, I think that's the main thing.
And lastly, this Lug Nuts team, this is a good start. How good can this team be?
Oh, we got a lot of good players on this team, good staff, good defense, good offense. This team is good, so we're hopefully it's a good year for us.
Hey, thank you for taking the time.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Get something to eat. Saheed Valenzuela, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lug Nuts Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The third of three series finale in the season opening series for the Lugnuts at Great Lakes against the Loons. They've won the first two, 4-3 and 4-1. How about for today? Well, we begin with the starting lineups, and that brings us to Adam Jaxa.
Game three of 2023, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, let's see what we got today as the Lugnuts look to bring three straight victories home to Lansing before they take on the Whitecaps on Tuesday, the home opener.
Three's a charm. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I have heard that. Three's the key. And we'll see if they can pull out the charm today. Let's get their lineup. What are we rolling with here on Game 3? The 2-0 Lansing Lugnuts under first-year manager Craig Conklin. Caden Trinkle, keep it consistent. Third straight day leading off in center field. Jack Winkler bats second, had an RBI single yesterday. He's back at first base. Max Muncy, he leads the Midwest League already in extra base hits and doubles, the shortstop hitting third. Daniel Susak, after the day off yesterday, is back batting cleanup and catching. Danny Bautista Jr. in left field hitting fifth. Johnny Butler moves up in the order batting sixth and playing right field. Saheed Valenzuela, who Jesse just talked to, is in the order for the first time batting seventh and playing second. Cooper Ewell also enters the 2023 lineup for the first time, the DH hitting eighth. And the same for Joshuan Wright. First day in the lineup, he rounds out the order. He's at the hot corner. That's Trenkel, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, Bautista Jr., Butler, Valenzuela, Ewell, and Wright. And they support the man from Indiana, Jack Perkins. All right, Jesse, who has the big at-bats today for the Nuts, the spotlight hitter?
The easy answer is Max Muncy, because he has been to the max the first two games of this year. He needs some help, though. You'd love him carrying the offense. If other players stepped up, these wins would be even easier. He wouldn't score 4 runs in game one and 4 runs in game two. So instead, I look right behind him in the offense, and I look at the number five hitter, Danny Bautista Jr. He's got a lot of power. He's got even more speed. And behind him, we see Johnny Butler, who's been swinging a great bat. If Bautista Jr. gets on, he could cause some trouble for the Loons.
Do you have any whiteout? Because you were selling me on Max Muncy, so I did a star next to him. So
I head faked. I pumped and went. Sorry about that.
All right, well, scribble out by Max Muncy.
But Danny Bautista next to him, too. The Loons better have Max Muncy's name starred, because they've been flummoxed at how to pitch him.
They certainly have. The double star, but certainly we'll keep our eye on Danny Bautista, the five hitter. All right, for the Loons, as they look to pick up their first win of 2023, Jake Vogel has moved to the leadoff spot from the 9-hole up top. Vogel in center field. Taylor Young, who was leading off, is batting second, playing second. Damon Keith in right field hitting third. Dalton Rushing, the catcher, is the cleanup hitter. Griffin Lockwood Powell at first base and batting fifth. Austin Gauthier is at shortstop. He swings sixth. Junior Garcia, the DH, batting seventh. Ismael Alcantara enters the starting lineup for the first time, left fielder and batting eighth. And Luis Diaz at third, he rounds out the order. Vogel, Young, Keith, Rushing, Lockwood, Powell, Gauthier, Garcia, Alcantara, Diaz. They support Justin Robleski. Jesse, spotlight Loon.
The Loons have had a clear best hitter through the first two games. That's Alex Freeland. 2 hits, 3 walks. He gets the day off today, so they have to depend on their other player who has more than one hit so far this year, and that's the number three hitting right fielder, Damon Keith. He has a ton of pop. The Lugnuts need to circle his name and control him. You keep him from doing damage, you keep on controlling these Loons.
I love what Lansing has done. We've talked about it. It is very unique to this Loons order and this Loons squad to know that they are the only Midwest League team to not have an extra base hit through the first few games of the season. I mean, there have been some great offensive battles in the past between the Loons and the Lugnuts, but it certainly says something, Jesse, about how well these Lugnuts have pitched it to not only keep them in the yard, but also keep them to singles, and that's been it.
I do think we need to give a little bit of credit to the cold. It's been cold. It's been windy. These have not been good conditions for the ball to travel. Well, what are we looking at today? We're looking at a sunny day. We're looking at temperatures going up into the 50s. We could see our very first home runs of the season. The question is, which team exercises its power?
Temps into the 60s, 65 potentially. You're right, though. As soon as it warms up, baseballs start to fly, and I think it's pretty safe to say, although we haven't had home runs from either side in the first two games, we're going to get one or two today.
The question is, who hits it?
Max Muncy's getting three. I like the sound of that.
Yo, Max with all of those doubles. Doubles generally turn into home runs. But Daniel Susak took an 0-for in his first game. Here comes game number two for him in the Midwest League. He had some great swings earlier this week. Susak could be, by the time all is said and done, the most powerful lug nut on the squad.
I like that. They're in the 3-4 hole. And, you know, if you've won the first two games, why switch things up, right? That's the old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, the lug nut's going with the same look they had Friday and they had Saturday. That's the black uniforms, black caps, and the gray pants as they walk just beyond their third base dugout, lined up on the warning track that runs around Dow Diamond. And for the Great Lakes Loons, they're in their home whites with the loons in silver and the feathered leather letters across their chest, red caps, red socks. And it is a beautiful, sunny day. It's sitting in the 50s now, as Jesse was alluding to. It is expected to creep to the 64, 65 degree mark. So an absolute picture-perfect Easter Sunday for baseball. And now at this time, with both teams lined up, we're going to send it down to the field for this afternoon's national anthem. Well done down there on the diamond. We are ready for baseball. It's game three between the Loons and the Lugnuts. Ken Lansing head back to the 517 with a three-game winning streak to open up the 2023 season. Along with his baseball-loving son, Alon, and his lovely wife, Christy, here is the 15th-year voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One of the three of us, Adam, has a mouth filled with pizza right now.
It's not you.
Although I struggle sometimes. Talking with your mouth full, it happens if you've got something to say. Here's what we've got to say. Coming up to home plate for the Lugnuts to open up the game, Caden Trenkel, Jack Winkler, and then Max Muncy. And they'll take on this Loons defense. We begin with the catcher, Dalton Rushing. At first base, Griffin Lockwood Powell. Fire up, Adam.
That's right. Fire up indeed.
At second base, Taylor Young. The shortstop, Austin Gauthier. And at third base, Luis Diaz. In the outfield, Ismael Alcantara is in left field. Jake Vogel patrols center. And in right field, it's Damon Keith. Our home plate umpire is Brandon Tipton. The bases umpire, Chad Patterson. And that brings us to the man on the mound. The left-hander. His last name starts with a W. Justin Robleski.
Yeah, it's a fun last name, and it's interesting to see he's going to make his Loons debut as a professional. The 22-year-old out of Canton, Georgia, 21st round selection in 2021. Last year, the Arizona Complex lead, ERA under 2, then went up to A-ball, where his ERA was raised to 5.5. We'll see what he's got today.
Caden Schenkel leads off, so we've got ourselves a lefty-lefty matchup to get things going. Through two games, Schenkel has two hits, both singles. He's drawn a walk. He's stolen two bases. He's struck out a lot, but you can say that for a lot of these lug nuts against the Loons. It's 1:06 p.m., and we begin right here. First offering called a strike in the outside corner. A fastball from Robleski, and we're underway. 1 minute tardy. Robleski steps back, lifts the leg, and fires. Fastball at the letters on the inside corner. Strike two called.
Well, good vibes for the Lugnuts. The Loons effectively started late all three games.
Lugnuts, though, have been on time. They've been ready for Craig Conklin. 0-2. Check swing, breaking ball down and away. On appeal, didn't go. Bases umpire Chad Patterson immediately involved in the proceedings. Schenkel with a light, unstained colored bat. 1-2. Popped up foul, soaring out of play off to the left side. About all of those strikeouts, Lugnuts pitchers have only struck out 13 Loons through two games. Loons pitchers have struck out 13 last night and 14 the day before that, 27 total. 1-2, inside. Two balls and two strikes on Schenkel.
I was looking the other end, too. The Lugnuts bottom of the barrel through the first few games in walks, too, with only 7 through two games.
And yet, 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
A break even. Breaks low and away. Here's the other thing. So the Lugnuts pitchers have not struck out too many. That means that the Loons have put the ball into play and the Lugnuts defense has been ready. Loons with all those strikeouts and yet also a lot of errors. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. Schenkel fell behind immediately. Strike one, strike two on those first two fastballs. And then took four that were not in the zone. And the Lansing Lugnuts have a leadoff base runner opening up the contest.
Jesse, Schenkel struck out three times in game one, twice yesterday, but then reached the last three times. That means he's now reached four straight times.
He stole a base 2 days ago. He stole a base yesterday. He's not running as Jack Winkler takes a called strike one. Fastball in the outside corner. Adam, you were asking for this yesterday of Schenkel. Hey, leadoff man, get on. Mm-hmm. He's on. 1-0. Rifle that to center field. Back on it goes Jake Vogel. Approaches the track. It's over his head, one hopping the wall. Schenkel speeds around third base. He's on his way plateward. No relay. Jack Winkler doubles in Caden Schenkel, and the Lugnuts lead 1-0.
Beautiful start. Winkler with a big swing to center field. Best hit ball we've seen in this series. Nearly takes it out. Instead gets the double. And that's what happens when the leadoff man gets on base. Then the next guy can get him in. Great start.
And somebody other than Max Muncy on these Lugnuts has an extra base hit.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-0, two batters in. A walk, a two-bagger, Winkler in scoring position for Max Muncy. Three hits in the opener, including a couple of RBI doubles. Single double yesterday. Swings and misses the first pitch here. A fastball challenging him, 91 miles an hour. Strike one.
You know, if he wants to get another extra base hit himself, though, he's welcome to here.
And he asks for a very quick time. Outside the right-hand batter's box, gets those batting gloves tight. Might have gotten loosened up, what do you think, on that first swing?
Mm-hmm.
Right-handed stance. Bat held high. Hands up above his right ear. And a one. Breaking ball is lined in a right field. Base hit. One sharp hop for Keith. He quickly flings it into the plate. Winkler holds at third. The catcher rushing blocks it up the line and keeps Muncy at first base. Max Muncy was ready for that breaking ball from Robleski. He's got himself his another hit, his sixth hit already this year. And there are Lugnuts at the corners.
It's just so good, Jesse, because we've seen him pull the ball mostly with his doubles and his hits to start through the first two games, but here he showcases his ability to go the opposite way on a line.
I was focusing on his hand placement. He had said how balanced it was keeping him. Here's Daniel Susak taking a strike called on the inside corner. Fastball to start him just above the knees.
You know, he's ready for a big day after you mentioned he went 0-for in his opening day with the Nuts on Friday.
And three strikeouts. He and Schenkel both struck out three times in opening day. Well, walk, double, single, 1-0 Nuts. The pitch. low and in, just above his shoelaces. And the catcher rushing goes out in front of home plate with a series of signals. You know what they're thinking about if you're the Loons' infield defense. Max Muncy can steal. He stole 13 bases in 14 attempts for the Lugnuts last year. He's at first, Winkler at third. Nobody out, top of the first, up 1-0. The pitch. Smacked on the ground to second. Young vacuums, flings it to the shortstop Gauthier. One, turns it over to first, double play. All the while, Winkler scores. No RBI for Susak, but a 2-0 Lugnuts lead. And now Danny Bautista Jr. with two outs and the bases cleaned off.
Well, not a productive out there turning the double play, but you do get the run in, so that is good news for the Nuts.
Robleski's pitch, strike called on the inside corner as that fastball got up to 94. And now you see if the Lugnuts can reignite something in the top of the first inning. The pitch, change up low. Ball and a strike on Danny Bautista Jr. Played in the first game of the year, idle yesterday. He was 0-for. He takes a fastball high. I say 0-for, and yet, Adam, he still had a part to play in that game. Because it was Bautista Jr. who scored the tie-breaking run in the 10th inning, singled home by Johnny Butler. Robleski throws. A bouncer hit weakly right of the mound. Nice play by Robleski fielding his position, and he takes it himself at first base. The side, retired, pitcher unassisted. But the Lugnuts score it too. The leadoff walk by Trenkel, followed immediately by the Winkler double, the Muncy single, a second run in on the double play ball from Susak. And as we go to the bottom of the first inning, it's the Lugnuts leading two. Loons coming up. Jack Perkins to take the mound when we return.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts are already on top of the Great Lakes Loons 2-0. Two runs in the first inning as the Lugnuts' first three batters reached. And so the quick support for the right-hander Jack Perkins, supported by this defense around him. Danny Bautista Jr. is in left, Caden Trenkel in center, and in right field, Johnny Butler. At first base, Jack Winkler. At second base, Saheed Valenzuela. The shortstop, Max Muncy. And the third baseman, Joshuan Wright. The catcher, Daniel Susak. The 2022 first rounder for the 2022 fifth rounder, Jack Perkins. Those to Jake Vogel. Fastball to start him. 91 it registers. Strike called. Adam, how about more on Perkins?
Yeah, Perkins, a guy that transferred to Indiana. He was the fifth rounder, second pitcher taken by the A's last year.
Righty to righty, fastball low and away, ball and a strike.
He's got a fastball, curve, change, and a cutter. And the man out of Kokomo, Indiana, 21 years old, 6'1", 220. Big frame on the hill.
Jake Vogel's looking for his first hit of the year. Foul tips that fastball into the mid of Susak. One ball, two strikes. Vogel's 0-for-7 with one strikeout and zero times on for the season to date. Just two games. Moving from the 9 spot to the 1 spot. The pitch. He takes a breaking ball that just missed. Goodness. Two balls, two strikes. Good luck. All those strikeouts for Perkins in college. Looking for one to start off his 2023. The windup. The pitch. There it is on the high fastball. Vogel down swinging. One batter, one K for Perkins.
And a great pitch sequence right there. You get up with a couple of strikes, nibble and miss, and then make him chase. He does so. Great start for Jack.
I was watching Jack earlier this week. Actually, I guess I can now say last week. It's Sunday. So last week, he threw in a sim game at Jackson Field. Deals to Taylor Young, righty to righty, just off the outside corner with a fastball. And Saheed Valenzuela, the subject of today's pregame interview, was seeing him. It appeared for the first time. And he looked around at his teammates and he said, "What is he throwing?" Perkins fires. Young fouls it off into the screen. That fastball was 95. And the count is 1-1. Perkins and the Nuts are up 2-0. One out, nobody on, bottom of the first. And they told him, Perkins can throw 95 and Adam hotter than that. We'll see what he's clocked at here. The pitch. Up high and inside with the off speed.
Yeah, don't pay attention to that one up there on the the radar.
Reminds me going to, you know, the carnival where they clock how fast you can throw. 2-1 hitter's pitch to Young. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 94. And so often you would see someone get in there and throw as hard as they could. But because they're throwing so hard, there's no command. The ball's going high. It's bouncing in. And the operator has to say, "We can't clock your pitch velocity if you're not throwing it in the strike zone." Younger with the great batting eye. Hitting second in the order. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He chases the high fastball. Twice Perkins has gotten these loons to go up the ladder with him. Two batters and two strikeouts.
If they're going to help you out, keep doing it. And that's one of the hardest pitches to lay off of as a batter. That high cheddar fastball looks like it's coming in right at the eyes, though, and you can't hold up. Nice start for Jack Perkins.
Damon Keith tries his luck. Two outs, nobody on. First pitch, fastball high. One ball, no strikes. Does seem to me with Perkins, like we talked with Jacob Waters yesterday, the fourth rounder from West Virginia, there are some similarities. 1-0, swing and a miss at the high fastball. When you look at Perkins' early numbers in his college time when he was at Louisville, there was command as an issue. And so, if he locates with how good his arm is, this is the kind of results that you get.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not just those two. It's the Hayes have done that for a lot of guys.
Break even. Lifted high in the air, twisting down the right field line. Johnny Butler toward the corner. He's got room next to the stripe. Makes the catch in fair ground. And the side is retired in perfect fashion. Two strikeouts and a flyout against Jack Perkins. We go to the second. 2-0. The Lugnuts are leading in Great Lakes.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One inning down and a two-run lead for the visiting Lugnuts in Midland. Nuts two, Loons nothing. Lugnuts batters coming up for the top of the second inning against the Loons lefty Justin Robleski. Butler, Valenzuela, and Yule. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Final game of this very brief season opening road trip. Just an hour and a half drive passing the windmills, and I don't know if you saw any deer in the fields. It was the horse and the cow farms that we drive past on our way.
it's weird. In 2023, we call a three-game series brief, but that's what minor league baseball is now, these six-game, week-long series. Unfortunately, all I saw was birds on the way up. So.
Adam is the bird expert and lover. Did you see anything interesting?
I did see some loons fly over. Some ducks. Yesterday, I saw the bald eagles, Jesse.
Well, as we open up the top of the second, lefty Justin Robusky to Johnny Butler. Swing and a miss, strike one. Fastball to start him. Radar gun says 90. Oh, Johnny Butler so far this year, pretty darn good year offensively, on the bases, and defensively. 0-1. Strike called on the outside corner. We saw Butler make a diving catch in right field, taking away a base hit from Maloon. He's also supplied a couple of RBI singles. The pitch on the outside corner, strike three called. Three pitches, first strikeout for Robleski.
Now, he didn't waste any time there.
No.
Rough start for him in the first, giving up the two runs and allowing the first three to reach, but he went right after Butler.
And now Saheed Valenzuela, switch hitter batting right. Southpaw winds and throws. Line foul into the netting on the right side. The Lugnuts two runs in the first inning. It was ignited by a Caden Trenkel leadoff walk. Jack Winkler promptly doubled him in. Here's the pitch. Valenzuela swings and misses a back foot breaking ball. 0-2. Uh-oh. Things are looking immaculate so far for Robleski. Here's the pitch. Fastball high and wide. And there's his first ball of the frame.
Immaculate no more.
Nope. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Lugnuts. And here's the pitch. On the outside corner, strike three called. Two batters, two strikeouts, both looking. Well, after that RBI double by Winkler, Max Muncy singled him to third, and Daniel Susak with a double play ball delivered that second run. So the early lead for the Lugnuts, who have played from ahead this entire series. The Loons only have had one lead, and that didn't last long. Robleski throws to Cooper Yule, first at bat of the year. Ball one, high and outside. Yesterday, Adam, the Loons scored a run in the very first inning. They were starting to feel better about themselves. Lugnuts quickly tied it in the second. Loons didn't score again. Yule swings and misses a fastball away. Ball and a strike.
Yeah, literally the next chance the Lugnuts had. Said enough of this trailing business.
Robleski winds and throws. Yule swings and fouls it off into the screen. Trying to wait on a breaking ball in the inside corner. Cooper Yule returning to Lansing. The undrafted free agent out of Loyola Marymount. He was a Lugnut briefly in 2021. Spent last year with Stockton. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Robleski strikes out the side. 1.5 complete. Lugnuts leading at Dow Diamond by a 2-0 score.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's OK. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Loons went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first inning against Jack Perkins. As we go to the second inning for the Loons in the home half. Lugnuts up 2-0. We'll see Great Lakes' 4, 5, and 6 hitters, and that's Dalton Rushing, Griffin Lockwood Powell, and Austin Gothier. Three guys with power against a power pitcher in Jack Perkins.
Yeah, and a really good first inning for Perkins, as you mentioned. 2 strikeouts, the flyout, and this has been more of the same for the Lugnuts on the mound. Now we'll see if they can continue it throughout the entire game today.
What I enjoyed about that first inning a lot, Adam, was we didn't see a lot of secondary stuff. His first pitch to the left-handed hitting, Dalton Rushing. And wait, time called. Pitch clock infraction called against Perkins. He did not step off the rubber quickly enough, 1. So, the 1-0. Down and inside, 2 balls, no strikes. I enjoy when a pitcher can just go out there and establish that fastball. I know that these are old school terms and makes the hitters aware of it and wary of it. And then you set up that curve for a little later. The pitch, fastball high, and quickly 3-0 in favor of Rushing.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You don't allow the hitters to see what your secondary stuff looks like coming in at the plate. And, yeah, I remember seeing maybe 1 or 2 breaking balls, and that was it from him in the first.
He's got the cutter, too, on the 3-0. Rushing taking all the way. That's a fastball at 94 on the outside corner. 3 balls and a strike on the Loons starting catcher and cleanup hitter. Great Lakes is down 2-0, home half of the second. Here's the pitch. On the inside corner for a called strike. So dotting those edges, 94 for strike one away, 94 for strike two in. And if you're Dalton Rushing, now you might have to take that bat off your shoulder. Payoff from Perkins. Swinging a high fly, pushed foul off the left. He was late on 96.
Yeah, don't blame him.
Jack saying, all right, now that we're at 3-2, going to tick things up a notch. What does he go to here, though? Again, the full count pitch. Rushing takes ball 4 inside. Fastball missed. First base runner for the Loons. A leadoff walk in the bottom of the second.
Well, that's the new, the last 2 years you've had the pitch clock here in minor league baseball, but it can throw you off. You get behind, you lose a ball strike pitch in the count, and unfortunately you don't have any room for error at that point. Good effort by Perkins to try and come back 3-0, but the Loons have worked a few walks. That's their 9th already in this series. Pretty good.
The thing that I think about it, though, Adam, is Rushing can do a ton of damage with his bat. He's not going to hurt you on the bases. Very short lead at first base held on by Winkler. Griffin Lockwood powls the batter as Perkins just spins and throws over, checking in. Griffin Lockwood Powell, again, a slugger from the right side, crowds the plate, the pitch. Fastball for a called strike 1. 97, says the gun. That's the hottest I've seen it so far.
Well, getting him to roll over on one. They've been able to turn a few double plays already in this series.
Perkins throws. Strike 2 called on the outside corner. Griffin Lockwood Powell saying, well, what happened with that rushing at bat? Right, if you're standing in the on-deck circle and you're watching Perkins miss up, miss down, miss away, miss in, you're thinking, all right, maybe I should work the count, be deliberate. No, this is an 0-2 pitch. Line drive right field. There's Johnny Butler stepping to his left to reel it in. Rushing rushes back to first. 1 away. I'm looking over Dalton Rushing's stolen base numbers just in case I had him poorly pegged. His first year at Louisville as a freshman, 0 steals, 10 games. His second season at Louisville, 1-for-2. His third season, 4-for-4 in stealing bases. Austin Gothier takes a called strike in the outside corner. And then last year in his pro debut, in 28 games with Rancho Cucamonga, 1-for-1.
I don't know. His percentage is pretty good.
Yeah. That guy knows when to go. 2-0 Lugnuts. 1-on, 1-out. The pitch. And the Loon shortstop takes the ball in. Check swing. They appeal. Didn't go. The bases umpire Patterson has moved from the right field line now with the runner at first base behind the mound toward the second baseman Valenzuela. Ball and a strike on Gothier. Here it comes. A chopper hit towards short. Well, Moncito second. Valenzuela over to first. That's not in time. They get the out on Rushing. Austin Gothier beats out the relay. Runner at first for the Loons, two down. Felt like that out at second base, Adam, took a little bit too long for the Lugnuts to convert.
Yeah, I think it was kind of that tweener spot for Max. He was trying to figure out, do I go overhand, underhand? He went underhand, and that's why it took a little bit longer to get to second.
Junior Garcia lines the first pitch. He sees foul down the rampway on the right side, right past the Loons grounds crew. So the netting here at Dow Diamond only extends so far down east side. They've got to allow that grounds crew to marshal if they're ready. Also looks like there's a dream team over there. As Garcia fouls off another to the right, he's very late on these fastballs at 94. And Perkins is out in front, nothing and two.
Time to drop the breaking ball in the zone for strike three.
Unless he wants to go right back to the high cheese that got him the two strikeouts in the first inning. A full menu to select from. 0-2 pitch. There's the breaking ball taken low and away. It escapes the catcher, Susak. At a second base, Austin Gauthier. Wild pitch, according to the official score.
Well, I think that right there, you're hoping he chases, he doesn't, but that all in setting up to go back to the change of speed here. He'll come back with the fastball most likely.
Junior Garcia, the power hitting first baseman for the Loons. Righty to righty. Here it comes. The breaking ball waved at and missed. Strike three. You were saying?
Never mind.
You and Junior were both equally wrong. And as we go to the third inning, Jack Perkins records his third strikeout. He strands the Loon in scoring position. Another hitless frame, except for the leadoff walk. Adam Jackson will have the call when we resume. Lugnuts leading the Loons by a 2-0 score.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there, and happy Easter Sunday from Dow Diamond up in Midland. The Loons trailing your Lugnuts already 2-0. Great start for the Nuts as they look for a sweep before they come home for their home opener on Tuesday. Hello to my stepmom, Denise. She's tuned in back home and enjoying Easter Sunday and some Lansing Lugnuts baseball. Thank you for listening. All right, Joshua Wright steps in from the right side. That's Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, the batter. And here's the pitch. The Panama native takes it up high. Ball one. First start of the season and action for Joshua Wright. 81 games last year for the Nuts. A short righty waits. The pitch. Whacked out to left field. Up in the air. Alcantara backs up and makes the catch. There's the first out. And that's now six straight retired for Justin Robleski.
Tell you what, that was a confident swing. He just didn't catch it flush. He just missed it.
That's been the amazing thing for the Nuts. So they're winning these games without any home runs. They've had doubles, obviously. Back to the top of the card. First pitch to Trinkle is fouled first base side. But not a ton of pop through the cold weather. And guys coming up from spring training kind of getting adjusted to the season. Doubles from Muncy and Winkler earlier in this game. The pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. Ball one. Trinkle, the first one to score on this Easter Sunday. Worked a great walk. He was down 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove, it looked like. 1-2. The lefty in the same spot he was in the opening half inning. The lefty's pitch. Fastball. Yanked back up into the blue sky. First pitch for this one. We're sitting in the 50s. Mid-50s all sun. Expected to get to the mid-60s. And then next week is expected to be gorgeous. Just in time for the Lugnuts to come home for the first time. 1-2. Breaking ball. He was late on it. Swing and a miss. It hooked right into the zone. Beautiful pitch by Robleski. His fourth strikeout. He struck out the side in the second. Butler, Valenzuela, Ewell all went down. And Trankel, the first strikeout here in the third. This all after the first three nuts reached safely, and they got those first two runs. Jack Winkler takes the pitch down low. Ball one. Winkler hadn't had a hit until his fourth at-bat yesterday, an RBI single. And an RBI double to open today's game. The pitch, shot foul. One ball, one strike. Jack back at first base, a spot that he had not played until spring training. He was mostly on the left side of the diamond last year. 1-1, swing and a miss, late on the fastball. Winkler was playing mostly third base last year, did play some left field as well, but they needed first baseman, so he stepped in there. 1-2. Lifted out to left field, backing up Alcantara, circles to his left, makes the catch, chest high, and that's it. So, after allowing the first three to reach in this game and two runs to score, it is now eight straight retired by Justin Robleski. We're off to the bottom of the third, 2-0, Lansing.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
And you can catch Ken Korak and Vince Contronio today as the A's look to avoid the sweep. Tampa Bay, the lone remaining undefeated team in Major League Baseball. And they are winning in big, big fashion early on. We'll see if the A's can get it done. Here are the Lugnuts, the high A affiliate of those Oakland Athletics, up 2-0. So we head to the bottom of the third. Jack Perkins making his first start for a Lugnut. The fastball, curve, change, and cutter for the right-handed 21-year-old out of Kokomo, Indiana. He's looked really good so far. One walk. Outside of that, three strikeouts. Ismael Alcantara with his first at-bat of the year. The pitch, swing and a miss. Is that tailed away? Good pitch out of the zone to Alcantara.
This is where you say, uh-oh, Loons. You knew about the fastball. And now here comes everything else.
Right. Good luck. Here's pitch two. That one way outside. The fastball misses. 1-1. Alcantara, 6-1, 210, 24-year-old from the Dominican Republic. High Red Sox pulled up on this Sunday afternoon. The pitch home. Breaking ball drops in beautifully. Strike two.
Front door, man. Alcantara gave up on that pitch.
I wouldn't want anything to do with that pitch. It was beautiful. What does he come back to here? The pitch. Fastball up at the chin. And it's a swing and a miss. Four strikeouts for Perkins.
It's such good pitching, Adam. Alcantara is waiting for a fastball, saying, give me the fastball. And again, it's off speed. And here's the fastball, but in a space that there's no way he's going to hit it.
Boy, he has been fun to watch so far. Now Luis Diaz, the nine hitter, steps in. First pitch to the righty. Fastball zips in. Bottom of the zone, strike one. 2-0 Nuts, bottom three here in Midland. Jack Perkins started the career in Louisville, and then after a UCL tear, transferred to Indiana. Swing and a miss on the fastball. No balls, two strikes. He actually transferred for Indiana's pitching coach, Justin Parker. Unfortunately, after he transferred, about a week later, Parker left for South Carolina after Perkins transferred in. The 0-2. Just below the knees, a ball and two strikes. So Perkins faces some adversity with the UCL tear and having to get Tommy John, and then transfers to work with a pitching coach, and then he leaves, so faces more adversity. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Oh, that's filthy. Again, sliding away from Diaz. Back-to-back-to-back strikeouts going back to the second inning. Two gone. So you're injured, you come back from that, your pitching coach that you want to work for leaves, and then in comes Dustin Glant, who had been the pitching coach at the New York Yankees AAA affiliate, Scranton Wilkes-Barre. The pitch, that's on the outside corner, strike one to Jake Vogel, and you know what? I think it worked out just all right for him and Dustin Glant because he eventually started to dominate. They moved him to the Friday starter on the ball, on the ground, rolled to third. There is Wright, a couple of shuffles, a little bit of a high throw, and it's accepted by Winkler. But Jack Perkins successfully comes back from injury, works with a new pitching coach that he wasn't expecting to compete for, and he excels in Big Ten play and then gets drafted second pitcher by the A's last year in the fifth round, and he's now dominating here. Scoreless through three with five strikeouts. Let's head to the fourth, 2-0 Nuts.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
A third of the way through the series finale between the Lugnuts and the Loons. Thanks for joining us from Midland, Michigan. 2-0 Lansing, getting a great start from the righty Jack Perkins, who has shut out the Loons, no hit them so far with five strikeouts. First pitch, and Max Muncy takes it inside. Decided not to lift Max's bat on that pitch. Here comes the second pitch, and he does swing through it. One ball, one strike. If you missed yesterday, we saw on the silver sword down there that Max is handling, it says Max Bat right on it, just so he knows. And that's kind of been a trend I've seen with a lot of the guys having their name. Daniel Susak has his name on his bat. And unfortunately, the first one shattered in BP today. He took three swings with it, and it broke. He was kind of bummed out. The pitch. Swing and a miss from Muncy. He left his footing there. He curled back so far, 0-2, 1-2 rather, on Max.
I mean, you can understand how important a bat is to a hitter.
They love it. The pitch, Swing and a miss. Wow, you don't usually see that from Muncy. Three straight swings and misses. And that's how you know Justin Robleski's found something here. Five strikeouts. And again, since the opening three batters, the Lugnuts have not been able to reach. That's nine straight that have been retired by the left-hander. Belt high hold as he faces Daniel Susak. The pitch. In on the hands, foul back, strike one. Back-to-back first-round selections for the A's in the lineup. Susak, the 21-year-old, was the 19th overall pick last year. The pitch, lifted, left field, just in front of it, it's foul. Good distance, though, for Susak. No balls, two strikes. Max Muncy, of course, was the 25th overall selection in the 2021 draft. The pitch. This is shot foul, right field side, remains 0-2. 2-0 Lugnuts, top four, and Jesse and I feel very privileged. We've watched the top two catching prospects in the A's organization now, back-to-back years, come through Lansing. 0-2 breaking ball, low and inside, 1-2.
Could make a habit of this.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep on sending those great catchers our way.
I mean, I'd love to get through the rest of this year, but what do we got coming next year? 1-2 pitch, way outside with the fastball, 2-2.
Well, that's the thing of it is C.J. Rodriguez, you go back a couple of years, he was drafted in the fifth round out of Vanderbilt. So we saw him coming, but Daniel Susak, I don't think people saw that coming last year in the first round.
Break even is fouled back.
Right, I think the A's, they were putting together their boards. They're looking at different outfield prospects and pitching prospects. They didn't think that he would be there at 19 overall.
And there he was, and they took him. And here he is at the high A level. 2-2. Lifted deep. Left center field. Fogle turning towards the wall. He looks up, and it's off the base of the center field wall. And into second with his first Lugnuts hit is Daniel Susak, a double. We've been waiting to see his offensive skills. He showcased them in the showcase against the Michigan State Spartans last week. But his first Lugnuts hit right there. Big swing to left center field.
Got to see the power and the backspin as that ball just kept on carrying. It's a couple of hitters now who have hit it over Vogel's head.
A couple of big swings, and that breaks up the nine straight retired. Still only an out. Lugnuts looking to add to their 2-0 lead. First pitch. Danny Bautista swats it foul. Strike one. It's the Crosstown Showdown, and I always get tripped up thinking the Showcase Showdown from Price is Right. Crosstown Showdown. It was the 15th between the Lugnuts and the Spartans, and the Lugnuts took it again. 10 straight wins against Michigan State. The pitch on the ground, twisting towards the second baseman. Young has it, throws to first. In time, two outs. Susak scurries to third, and the Lugnuts will need a two-out hit to get their third run.
They've got the right guy coming up, though. A player who's picked these spots and found ways to bring in his teammates the last 2 days.
Yeah, Butler, Johnny Butler, that is. RBI single to help the Nuts break the 2-2 tie in the 10th on Friday. And then yesterday, he had two driven in. The base hit and then reached on an error. The pitch popped up behind home plate, out of play. Strike one. 2-0 Nuts on this sun-soaked Sunday, an Easter Sunday, that is. The Nuts looking for one more run here in the fourth, up 2-0 with Susak at third. The 0-1, swing and a miss, no balls, two strikes. Well, it was a three-pitch at bat for Butler the first time around. He went down looking with the fastball right across the plate on pitch three. Here he takes a little extra time and probably a wise decision. Just take a deep breath. Extend it a little bit, and maybe get Robleski out of his rhythm. The lefty leans over with the ball hanging in his left hand. Comes set, belt high from the stretch. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball down low. 1-2 almost looked like he went right back to that same look from the first at-bat, but just missed. Small lead for Susak at third. He's going to take a base hit to get him in, or maybe an error. The pitch, that's kicked back up over our heads. Look out. Did you have your computer covered?
You know what I did was I grabbed the monitor next to me and I pulled that down.
Sure.
It's amazing how instinct works.
The 1-2. Breaking ball that's fought off the netting to the left of the backside of home plate. I just moved my head so my computer was ready to get pummeled.
You see how easy it is.
I know.
We can move ourselves. There's no trouble there. Heck, we can even stand up and try to make the catch.
Well, hopefully we don't have to try and make a catch. Hopefully Butler can square this up and put it in play. 1-2. Breaking ball. Great job fouling it off as it trickles down the third baseline. Daniel Susak actually comes three-fourths of the way. And a high-arcing, looped, underhand toss to the Loons dugout.
Was that disrespectful to Dalton Rushing?
I think a little bit.
The Loons catcher is saying, you could just toss me the ball. And Susak went with the underhand motion and flung it over his head.
Well, gamesmanship from catcher to catcher there. 1-2. Reached down, fouled back on the breaking ball. Excellent at bat by Butler. And we say that because Susak came down the line and Rushing took a step and a half towards Susak, and Susak just flung it over his head.
I mean, we're talking about Susak, the first-round catcher out of Arizona, Rushing, the second-round catcher out of Louisville. They know each other.
They'll continue to see each other as well. Robleski's 1-2. In on the hands, popped up behind home plate. Rushing removes the mask, and that is fouled off the top of the Loons dugout. That is five straight foul balls from Johnny Butler, who removes his black Lugnuts batting helmet so the fans can see his trusty stash. Just a great look for Johnny Barrels.
I didn't know a stash could be trusty.
Well, we're going to go with it. He's a trustworthy guy. White batting gloves as he rocks the bat behind his helmet and waits. The 1-2. Breaking ball lined, but a jumping catch by Taylor Young at second. Oh, that's too bad. A great bat by Johnny Butler. Barreled it up, but not quite out of the reach of Young. So the Lugnuts leave their third run stranded at third. And we are through 3.5 to the bottom of the fourth, 2-0. Nuts.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking? Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the fourth at Dow Diamonds, and the Lugnuts lead 2-0 in their third game of 2023, looking for a sweep. Before we head back home, it'll be 6 against West Michigan. The hated Whitecaps coming to town for the first time beginning on Tuesday. We'll play through Sunday at beautiful Jackson Field. Remember, the start times all in April this year at 6:05, so an hour earlier. Make sure you get to the park. Here it's Jack Perkins, who's pitched great through three innings. Steps up against Taylor Young. First pitch. And that's a little bit wide. Ball one. Young was a strikeout victim in the first. 5 strikeouts. 1 walk. The lone base runner against Perkins so far. Righty turns in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Heater. 1-1. Kind of a casual stance on the mound for Perkins to start, Jesse. It's a little unique, like he's got his feet pointed outwards, almost at a 90-degree angle, set belt high, then turns, kicks, and throws. Lifted out to shallow right. Butler starts out to the line. Now sprints in on the run. Makes the catch just over his left shoulder. And there's one out. Every pitcher's got their own way of starting and getting set on the mound. And again, it's almost like an L for the feet for Jack Perkins. He's got his right foot just in front of the slab. And then he's got his left foot pointed not quite to home plate, but almost to the third base dugout. Turns and throws. On the ground, hard hit to short. Two small hops. Muncy has it. Shuffles. Low throw. Dug up by Winkler. His first year playing first. And that's a heck of a pick for the second out.
Like he's been doing it all his life. About that on mechanics. I think the key question to ask a pitcher, whatever they do, can they repeat it? Can you do it over and over and over again?
And it's about that consistency, right? You get that good feel and know how, and it's all in the mechanics of delivering those consistent pitches across the plate. Dalton rushing to the plate, two outs. Throws in there with a breaking ball, strike one. 2-0 Nuts in the bottom of the fourth. Am I going to be able to sneak in trivia here?
Go for it.
All right, we'll see what rushing does on this pitch. Perkins set in the second offering. Swinging a bouncer, foul, first base side, 0-2. Simple as this. Who was the last team in the major leagues to win three straight World Series? That's your trivia question today. Last team in the major leagues to win three straight World Series. The pitch up high, one ball, two strikes. You can email Jesse and I at jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com, or you can hit us up on Twitter at jgoldstress, at Adam Jackson. Let us know the answers and play along. We'll answer the question in the seventh. The pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball, strikeout number six for Jack Perkins. He's rolling through four. Let's head to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg Strassler on the mic when we return to Dow Diamond.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
The pitching has been excellent so far this afternoon. Series finale, 3-game set, Lugnuts and Loons. Go to the fifth inning from Dow Diamond. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Well, we have seen the last of the Loon starter, Justin Robleski. Robleski went 4 innings. He allowed 2 first inning runs. And they were, as a matter of fact, the first two Lugnuts batters who scored. Caden Trenkel led off the game with a walk. Jack Winkler doubled him in, scored 2 batters later on a Daniel Susak double play ball. And then since then, only one Lugnuts base runner. That a Daniel Susak double with one out in the fourth inning. So all things told, Robleski 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. He is out. He is in line for the loss. 6-2 pitches, 46 strikes. And he's replaced by a new man, a right-hander out of Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico. This is Orlando Ortiz. Ortiz's first pitch dribbled right back to him by Saheed Valenzuela. Ortiz throws to first. One pitch, one out. Comebacker. And Saheed is now 0-2. Next up, Cooper Ewell. bottom part of the lug nuts order. And number 8 hitter, Yule the DH. 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Right-hander against right-hander. Here it comes. Low and away. What I remember Yule for mostly, and apologies to him, a couple of years ago, he was the Lugnuts emergency pitcher. He has a great knuckleball. 1-0. Inside corner, strike called. In the 5th inning, just speeding right through on this beautiful Sunday. 2-0 Lugnuts. Ortiz fires. Fouled up over the netting and back beyond the rooftop. The count is now 1-2 on Yule. U-H-L. Cooper Yule out of Mission Viejo, California. Age 25. The 25-year-old Orlando Ortiz. Readies. Throws. Misses down and away. 2-2. Ortiz is going to turn 26 on December the 6th. Cooper Yule will turn 26 a couple of months earlier, October the 19th. The pitch. Outside. Count is full.
Yeah, a couple of older rosters to start the year for both squads. The Lugnuts' average age just up over 23. Got some experience on this team.
A full count offering. Popped up. But fading foul off the right side. First baseman Lockwood. Powell is hoping for a chance, but no, well out of range. I like that to start up the year, Adam. I like saying for the older guys coming out of spring training, maybe they've had seasoning in the Midwest League before. Go back there. Excel. Move your way up. And so we shall see who we see by the end of the year. Payoff pitch. Yule swings and foul tips it in a rushing's mitt. Strike 3. 2 outs, nobody on in the 5th inning. Now, let me contrast that with a guy like A. Rebiolanjales, who's 20 years of age for the Lugnuts, and he spent all of last year in the Midwest League after first debuting in the Midwest League a couple of years ago. But then you've got a guy like, let's say, Josh Wainwright. He's 22. He's going to turn 23 in November. Last year in the Midwest League, so experience. Righty deals to righty. Down low from Ortiz, 1. Lugnuts leading 2-0, batting with nobody on, 2 outs in the 5th. And I think you can say, what is Josh Wainwright's role in this team? It's to play whatever infield position they need, maybe corner outfield if there's an emergency. Ortiz delivers outside for a ball. And, you know, do what he can do offensively. Maybe get on, maybe cause some trouble. Contact hitter, very difficult to strike out. Two balls, no strikes. Ortiz delivers. Bounced foul at home plate. So I think starting the year, that's where you start to see those older players. And in this case, I'll include Josh Wainwright as a 22-year-old who's going to turn 23 this year. But then you have Orlando Ortiz on the mound out of Troy, and this is his very first year in the Midwest League. He's 25 and yet inexperienced. His pitch, breaking ball away. They appeal a check swing, and he went, says the bases umpire Patterson. 2-1 on Josh Wainwright. If you look over Orlando Ortiz's background, Ortiz was signed as an undrafted free agent. You go back 2 years ago. He did not pitch at all in the Dodgers organization 2 years ago. And last year, 20 games pitching for Rancho Cucamonga with a 6.79 ERA at age 24. His pitch fouled off. Barely at home plate. Good job by Wright reaching for that breaking ball.
And he's not the only 25-year-old. Julian Smith as well. Again, to look up and down this Loons roster and not see one teenager, and I know it's high A now, but still, surprised. They almost as experienced of a as the Lugnuts roster in age.
That's right. The pitch. Wright takes low and away. 3-2 on Wright, the number 9 hitter. Trinkle waiting on deck to flip the lineup over. 2 outs in the 5th inning. Orlando Ortiz is looking for a perfect initial frame from the pen. Here it comes. Line drive loop to right field and down for a base hit in front of Damon Keith. Josh Wainwright is on. just reached out his bat and poked himself the opposite field single.
Remember, the Lugnuts did this last afternoon, I should say. But two outs, and then the rally started, and they were able to get some runs. So you never know. Something as small as that little poke right there, get a half inning started, maybe add on to your lead.
Caden Schrenkel batting left. The reliever's pitch. At the knees for a called strike. First pitch slider. You mentioned Julian Smith, Adam. I thought to myself, boy, we've seen him in the Midwest League before. Julian Smith, the other 25-year-old on these loons, he'll turn 26 in June. This is his third year in the Midwest League. Ortiz sets. The right-hander throws. Schrenkel swings and misses. Good off-speed away. That's why I'm fascinated by Orlando Ortiz, who, if you look him up online, you'll find his name, Orlando Ortiz Meyer, hyphenated last name. Going by just Ortiz here with the Loons. The pitch, fouled straight back. Schrenkel stays alive at nothing at two. A former Troy Trojan. He was Troy's Saturday starter. And they tried him starting very briefly last year. But now back in the bullpen full time. Runner at first. Threat to run and Josh one right. Two outs. An 0-2 for Schrenkel. High and wide. Ortiz came to Troy from Kansas City, Kansas Community College. You know, I learn about new community colleges every day. Here's the pitch. Schrenkel fouls it off at home plate right off his foot. Kansas City, Kansas. You want to guess their nickname?
Give me the full name again.
The Kansas City, Kansas Community College what?
They can't be the Jayhawks, can they?
They're the Blue Devils.
Yeah.
In Kansas, how do you go by the Blue Devils?
Mm-mm.
Spin, pick off the over. Right belly flops back in. No tag by Lockwood Powell. While he was at junior college, he was ranked among the top 70 junior college players in the country. And Troy is a good baseball program. He transferred there and then signed with the Dodgers. Again, the 1-2. And again, it's fouled off. This one in the air, out of play to the left. He's a big guy, Orlando Ortiz. 6 feet, 3 inches tall. Working on the bottom part of the order first. Valenzuela, the first pitch comebacker. Then he struck at Cooper Yule. But Wright worked him and then singled to right. And now, again, the 1-2, Schrenkel takes a ball low and away. I get the feeling, Adam, that this half inning is getting harder and harder for Ortiz as it goes.
You just see the confidence growing from Schrenkel. Again, he had those high strikeout numbers through the first few at-bats in Game 1 and early in Game 2, and he started to become more patient growing up here in a few games.
The pitch. Schrenkel strikes at swinging. Off speed, away. Ortiz's second K. He strands the right single at first base after a protracted at bat. 8 pitches for the K. We're halfway to the house. Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's still the Lugnuts leading at Great Lakes by a 2-0 score.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It was 2-0 in the top of the first inning. It's 2-0 going to the bottom of the fifth. And to the mound for the bottom of the fifth, the same man who started the game for the Lugnuts, it's Jack Perkins. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you, joined by Adam Jaxa. Through four innings, Perkins has utilized only 47 pitches. And only 14 of those have been outside the zone. So send him right back out to the rubber. Although the Lugnuts bullpen is active, the righty deals to Griffin Lockwood Powell. Fastball wide, ball one. Base runners against Perkins. Well, maybe I should just make that singular. Base runner against him. A walk back in the second to Dalton Rushing. He deals. Lockwood Powell skies it to center. Measured by Caden Trenkel. Fading back. Makes the catch. One out. I would say if you want to get out of the box, if you want to get your season off to a good start, you could hardly do better than how we've seen Jack Perkins faring today. He has struck out six, and we've seen a lot of weak contact from the loons who put it in play. Austin Gauthier takes ball one outside.
It's kind of reminding me of the Blake Beers debut in Beloit last season. Just came in, and we're excited to see him. Didn't know what to expect, and he dazzled.
The ball went offering. Gauthier swings and misses. Chased the fastball up and away. Sets a nice expectation for what's to come when your very first appearance is like this. And Jack Perkins has not pitched very much in professional baseball. His offering, outside, 2-1. He was the Friday starter for the Indiana Hoosiers, and he is expected to be the Sunday starter for the Lugnuts. A 2-1 pitch. Gauthier fouls it up and away to the right side. Adam, just on that note, just the idea of starters, I would argue that to be a Sunday starter, from what you and I have seen, that's important to finish series. If you say we get the win, we split it, we get the win, we win the series. The toss. High fly ball down the right field line. Johnny Butler into the corner, but it fades foul onto the lawn, and it stays 2-2 on Gauthier.
Yeah, because I remember it was last year, right, where the Lugnuts really struggled on Sundays because you're almost just out of arms.
Yes.
By the last game of this six-game set, you're worn down. You got to get up early for a matinee, and just didn't go well last year.
Break even. High. Showed him the cheddar. Gauthier takes ball three.
But you're right. If you can win Sunday and close the series out, head into the off day feeling good, that makes a big difference.
2-0 Lugnuts. Payoff. Gauthier chops it to third. Nice hop for Josh Wainwright. The throw across, handled without trouble by Jack Winkler. Another batter, another out for the Loons. So far, the longest outing for a Lugnut starter, and here we are in the third game, so I don't know why I'm even saying this, is 4 2/3 innings. It was Yoelvis Del Rosario in the opener. Jacob Waters yesterday went three. And Jack Perkins right now is at 4 2/3. They've got action, but they'd love for him to get the final out. Junior Garcia flies the first pitch to right. This should do it. There's Johnny Butler. Makes the catch 10 feet in front of the warning track. Routine. And Jack Perkins is through five hitless, scoreless innings. 2-0 Lugnuts. Let's go to the sixth. Just what the doctor ordered. Lugnuts up 2-0.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
we're 70 minutes into the game, we enter the sixth inning. Lugnuts 2, Loons nothing. Only runs the game scored in the top of the first. Lugnuts, though, setting up 2, 3, and 4 in the order. The guys who got that rally going, Winkler, Muncy, and Susak, looking for a little bit more cushion, although the starter on the other side, Jack Perkins, has not needed it. We have just not seen hide nor feather of the Loons offense today. As we open up the top of the sixth, the right-handed reliever Orlando Ortiz enters his second inning from the pen, deals. Jack Winkler takes a fastball for a called strike.
Now, we love the pace of this game, but if the Lugnuts want to slow it down just a touch in the sixth here, add some runs, we'd be all right with it.
Righty-righty. Winkler's 1-for-2 with an RBI double and a run scored. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Didn't want to go around. That bat came forward on its own accord. He was fooled. And it's quickly nothing and two. The Lugnuts only have 4 hits in this game. Ortiz throws. Winkler skies the off-speed. Back of shortstop. Gauthier is out and under it, waiting. He's got the catch. One down.
Those 4 hits more than the hits that the Loons have, though.
That is correct. And while we have this moment, because we usually don't have moments to breathe when Jack Perkins is on the mound, what have been your thoughts so far on the Indiana Hoosier?
Phenomenal. I mean, he's mixing his pitches. His fastball location is excellent. His fastball velocity is excellent. And his pitches working off that make it go great.
Max Muncy takes low, ball one. Muncy is 1-for-2. Singled in the first, struck out in the fourth. Those at bats against the starter, Justin Robleski. And now against reliever Ortiz. 2-0 Lugnuts in the sixth. And the pitch. Chopper up the third base side. That's a foul ball. Boy, the third baseman Diaz couldn't touch it. It was off toward the bullpen. But the home plate umpire Brandon Tipton was quickly shouting out for everybody to calm down. No, it would not be another extra base hit for Max.
Wow, that was close. That was hugging the line, and it looked like it may have jumped over the pillow there, and Max almost had another double. Man, what a swing.
His base hit in the first inning was a line shot to right field. 1-1 from Ortiz. High. We started today talking about who would be the first person to hit the first home run that we had seen this season. Adam, I did some research into that. 2-1, hitter's pitch. Popped up, but foul. Back of home plate and out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Muncy. Because there had not been any home runs in the first 2 games of the season, not by the Loons, not by the Lugnuts, I went through all of the games I could find that they keep on the schedule page in the Lugnuts website, all of those games that they have records of to say, how many games did it take for the first home run of the year? The pitch, Muncy takes, ball 3. Catcher rushing, rose up, ready to fling it around the horn. No, sir, count is full.
Easy, man. It's a ball.
As a kid, I would always think, it's a ball. Of course it is. Whether it's a strike or not, it's still a ball. Well, this is a 3-2. Muncy swings and fouls it off to the right.
This is good because I wondered why you stopped at 2005.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the random
reason?
You go
on the schedule and you click it and all you can get to is 2005. I'm sorry.
Oh, all good. That was plenty of data for me.
Once again, a payoff. High for ball 4. That is the second walk drawn today by the Lugnuts. The first given out by Ortiz. And Max Muncy is on again. And if you're wondering about Max this year, that's the first walk that he has drawn. You figure that would happen. But the Loons seeing his bat and saying, maybe we shouldn't give this guy hittable stuff.
All right, with him getting his first walk, I need to see another first for him. Where's that swipe of second base?
Well, he's a threat. And Daniel Susak's the batter, a threat to hit the first home run this year. Doubled his last time. Ortiz delivers very high with the off-speed. So if you go back to 2005, over the course of all these Lugnuts games, there have been a lot of seasons, you can imagine, where the first home run of the year was hit in game 1. The longest that it took over the course of that span that I could find is 6 games in 2009. 6 games into the 2009 season for a home run to be hit, as Susak takes ball 2 from Ortiz.
And again, it makes sense why sometimes it does take longer It's usually chilly in April, and sometimes the ball doesn't travel as well, but we thought we might see some home runs today with it inching up towards 60, 65 degrees.
Mound Conference, pitching coach David Anderson goes out to the mound. By the way, Adam, I've received a ton of answers sent in to your trivia question of the game.
I like that.
Just to go back through that question, we won't answer it yet. That's up to Adam when he takes back over the play-by-play.
In the 10th inning, I'll answer it.
We don't expect there to be a 10th inning today, do we?
Well, it's setting up
the
same way
at?
Game 1 was. Lugs up 2-0, and we forgot the trivia in the 7th. And when I say we, I mean me.
We're ready. Ortiz to Daniel Susak. Check swing. Off speed, called a strike on the outside corner. Slow slider. 2 balls and one strike on the Lugnuts cleanup hitting catcher. Nuts up 2-0. Top of the 6th. One out. Muncy at first. The pitch. Strike 2 called. Outside corner at 91. By the way, there's a Jack Perkins photograph landing in your inbox.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Josie Ransley taking photographs all throughout this series. Muncy flitting back and forth. He does not run as Susak scorches one to left center. Vogel's on the run. It is off the wall. Max Muncy dashes around third. He's on his way plateward. A relay throw bounces in late. He sprawls in. Did he get the plate? Hang on. We've got a ruling that Muncy was blocked by rushing. He is awarded home plate by Brandon Tipton, and it's an RBI double for Susak. 3-0 Lugnuts.
Wow, another one today for Susak. Runner gets on first. He doubles to the exact same spot. There's already a mark out there from where the ball hit the first time. And great job by Muncy flying around. Craig Conklin sends him, and it looked like he tapped home plate anyway, but the ruling, as you mentioned, on the block, and the Lugnuts get another run.
What are your thoughts on this Daniel Susak guy?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Okay.
He's getting the doubles instead of Max Muncy.
I mean, they can help each other out, pick up the slack. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Knees flexed, first pitch. Right-handed batter swings and misses. Strike 1. So the Loons pitch around Muncy, and Susak makes them pay. Took an 0 for 2 days ago, idle yesterday, and today comes right back out. He's been a part of things in a major way. Here's the toss. Bautista takes a ball low. In the first inning, Susak just hit into a double play. But on that double play, Jack Winkler scored the Lugnut second run. And now here in the 6th inning, he drives in the 3rd run himself. He leads away from second base with one out. A 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Bautista Jr. way out in front of that slider. Just to go back over Adam's trivia question of the game. Which was the last Major League team to win 3 consecutive World Series? Do I say World Series is?
World? Yeah, sure, sure.
Righty, righty. Ortiz sets. Holds. Here it comes. Outside. Tried to make him wait, and then that fastball came in at 95. But no sale. And the Lugnuts bullpen action continuing. And look, if the Loons didn't have any fun against Jack Perkins, well, 2-2 pitch from Ortiz. Swing and a foul tip. Jorge Juan is warming up in the Lugnuts pen. Well, now. And the 6'9" fireballing right-hander who, if he locates, there's always that caveat. We have seen batters struggle, to put it mildly. The pitch. Line drive hooked foul down the left field line. Up into the pavilion. That pavilion yesterday, I looked down. I don't really see it, but I see it, if you know what I mean. It's out there. There's nobody hanging out over there, so if someone wants to hustle over, they've got themselves a souvenir. I noticed it really for the final out of yesterday's game. Lasser Armenteros threw a ball over it. The pitch. Bautista fouls it off to the right side. And out of play.
Yeah, that was a climactic way to finish the game yesterday.
Lasser Armenteros chasing down a fly ball, slicing away from him. He grabbed it on the full sprint, and then he went hard into the padded wall. And I asked him about it earlier today, Adam, and he said, well, the wall is padded. Runner takes off, the pitch up and inside, and no throw by Rushing. Daniel Susek steals third. Three balls, two strikes, and Danny Bautista Jr.
Did you have that on your bingo card today, that the first stolen base for the Nuts would be from Daniel Susek?
Now that you mention it, I didn't.
Well, you should have.
Clearly. Infield drawn in. This is a payoff pitch from Ortiz. Bautista Jr. takes high ball four. He tried to go slider, and it never slid down. The walks sandwiched around the Susek double, and with one out in the Lugnut sixth inning, beating 3-0. Runners are at the corners for Johnny Butler.
I just love walks so much, Jesse. I love to see the batter go up there, be patient at the plate, not expand the zone. And now, as you mentioned, that's two walks in this half inning and a little rally going for the Nuts.
Bautista Jr. is a threat to steal at first. Not going. Butler lives the first pitch to left. Medium depth. Alcantara down toward the line. Susek will tag. Alcantara the catch. Susek rushes home. A throw to second base as Daniel scores standing. Sack fly for Johnny Butler. And a 4-0 Lugnuts lead.
You said it. When Johnny Butler comes up with runners in scoring position, he finds a way to get the job done. Nothing fancy. First pitch up in the air, out to the outfield. Great job by Susek to steal and get in scoring position on a sack fly, and the Nuts doubling their lead in this half inning.
Bautista Jr. at first, two outs for Saheed Valenzuela. And I want to go back because, as you said, it's that Susek steal that set that up. The righty sets. Spins and throws to first. Bautista Jr. safely back in. Loon's really cognizant now that Bautista Jr. could easily steal his way into scoring position. Great Lakes warms up a right-hander in the pen. Saheed is 0 for 2. A strikeout looking, a comebacker. The pitch on the outside corner. A fastball for a called strike. I mean, Daniel Susek, Adam, stealing third base. And that put him into position. Tag up, come in. On the Johnny Butler routine fly ball. Good baseball. The pitch. Valenzuela takes a ball low. The Lugnuts, throughout the course of these three games, they really played a fine quality of baseball. Nothing overwhelming, but just doing the right things. 4-0 Nuts. The pitch. Valenzuela tips it foul, rolling outside the right-hand batter's box. They won 4-3 in 10 innings 2 days ago. Yesterday, 4-1. And today, 2 in the first, 2 in this sixth inning. And meanwhile, for the Loons, Easter eggs. No runs, no hits. Jack Perkins, outstanding. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Valenzuela, reaching for the fastball away. Ortiz strikes him out. The Lugnuts send six batters to home plate in the top of the sixth inning. One hit. The RBI double by Daniel Susek. Two walks, one stranded. Two runs to expand the lead up to 4-0 through 5.5 from Dow Diamond.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Eight, nine, and one coming up for the Great Lakes Loons against the 6'9" Jorge Juan entering in The right-hander out of Nagua, Dominican Republic, replaces Jack Perkins. And all the right-hander out of Kokomo, Indiana, did today was on 57 pitches, toss five hitless innings. One runner, that on a walk. He tossed a wild pitch. He struck out six. He was dynamite. One against Alcantara to begin, righty to righty. Fastball called a strike on the inside corner. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Do I even need to mention that Jorge Juan last year started a game in which the Lugnuts tossed a no-hitter? That at South Bend. The pitch. Fly ball, center field. Caden Trenkel comes in. Out goes the second baseman Valenzuela to make a great catch. Oh, Saheed Valenzuela. Backpedaling and then reaching back with a stab with the left gloved hand. Well, that might have been the best chance so far for the Loons to collect a base hit. As it is, put a star next to it on the scorecard.
Twisting around, heading out towards the outfield. Well done, Saheed.
Luis Diaz now. Number 9 hitter is 0 for 1 with a strikeout. Right-hander Juan deals. Fastball low and in. Jorge there at 94 miles an hour. Once he starts to get loosened up, watch out. Just like Perkins was up there at 97. Juan can get up there too. The deal. Strike called. Fastball. 95 in the outside corner. One out, nobody on. A 4-0 Lugnuts lead. Looking to complete a 3-game sweep. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball called a strike in the inside corner. There's that great Juan curveball. I'm really curious about, Adam, how this conversion to being a reliever is going to work out for Jorge Juan. Because if he commands, bring him out of the pen. It feels unfair. 1-2. Swinging a pop-up out to right field. That backs up Johnny Butler, as a matter of fact. Now sidestepping right. He's got the catch. It carried a bit, but no difficulties. Two batters, two outs. Jake Vogel, the leadoff man in the order. Loon's lineup turns around for a third time. Vogel is struck out and grounded out to third base. Right-hander to right-hander. Ground ball up the middle, back of second, into center field, base hit. Caden Schenkel plays it in. A two-out single for the Great Lakes Loons. Their first hit of the game.
I am sad.
Adam missed the no-hitter last year in South Bend, and I was hoping, Adam, maybe.
I wanted it. Oh, well.
Taylor Young steps in. All right, what you got, Jorge Juan? Young is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a flyout to right. One on, two out, 4-0 the Loons trail. The pitch. Young grounds to third base. Fielded by Josh Juan Wright. The sidearm over to second. Valenzuela forces at Vogel. Side retired and the inning over. The Loons get a base hit. They had something briefly to cheer about. But now as we go to the seventh inning, we can all cheer. For Adam Jaxa taking over the call. Lugnuts leading 4-0.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, there will be no hitter. A no-hitter, unfortunately, over for the Lugnuts. But the good news, they are still up 4-0 as we come to the seventh inning, looking for the sweep on this Easter Sunday. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. All blue skies above. And we are making our way to the 65-degree mark, just over 60 degrees at Dow Diamond. Lugnuts trying to tack on to their four-run lead. They just added two in the sixth after having two in the first. Here's Cooper Yule that steps in. And the first pitch, that shoots in down low. Ball one. Braden Fisher has come into the game. He takes over. Third Loons pitcher. Throws. Fouled back. One ball, one strike. Second time in this series we've seen Braden. Came in for the Loons on Friday, and he pitched an out. Got a strikeout. That was it. The pitch. Up high outside, 2-1.
Get the man some more work.
He's saying, come on, that's all I got. Comes in here with the Loons trailing as well. 4-0, Lugs on five hits. The pitch. Inside, good eye from Yule, and he's ahead. Three balls, no strikes. Braden, B-R-A-Y-D-O-N. The righty set and throws home. Lifted foul by Yule, right side of the diamond, out of play. Pretty good crowd today on this sunny Sunday afternoon. Filling up the berm down the right field side and the grass throughout the outfield. All the way stretched from right to left here at Dow. The pitch. Breaking ball drops in knee high. Beautiful pitch from Fisher as he comes back from 3-1 down. Gets a looking K. Lugnuts striking out more today. Nine more times. That gives him 36 on the year. Three walks today to give him 10 for the season. But what matters most is the run column, and they're up 4-0. Josh Juan Wright digs in. Open stance, right side of the plate. The pitch. Up high, ball one.
Braden Fisher had his troubles last year, Adam. Do you remember how much the Lugnuts would knock him around? And specifically, a guy who's not in the starting lineup today, Lázaro Armenteros.
The pitch home. Lifted, left side, high fly ball, foul. One ball, one strike. What do you got for me? Armenteros get a couple of home runs off this man?
Just one home run and also a big double. Every time he came in, it seemed like he was allowing runs to the Lugnuts.
Well, we'll take some more here in the seventh. The pitch home. High arcing breaking ball is called a strike. Goodness, Josh Juan Wright in the box, just 5-6.
See, that's bias. That's not going to get called a strike on, let's say, a 6-6 guy.
The pitch home. That's in there, strike three. Josh Juan Wright shaking his head.
That would be. That is a fantastic breaking ball.
Yes, it is. And that coming in, a front door breaking ball to get him. Back-to-back strikeouts for the Lugnuts. Two outs as we turn it back over to the top of the card, Caden Trinkle. 4-0 Nuts. Still have not had a home run in this series. Mr. Trinkle, your chance. The pitch. Hammered out to right field, floating away from Keith, and he's on the run, makes the catch just in front of the warning track. Pretty well struck, but it did float up long enough for him to take away extra bases from Trinkle. And Braden Fisher gets the Lugs to go down 1-2-3. Let's stretch it out. Let's answer some trivia when we come back in the bottom of the 7. 4-0, Lansing.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
So far, so good for the Lansing Lugnuts. We are enjoying our sunny Sunday afternoon, Game 3 of 2023. And it is 4-0 Lansing as we head to the bottom of the seventh. We're all stretched out. And now Jorge Juan works his second full inning here as he faces the heart of the order. Damon Keith, Dalton Rushing, and Griffin Lockwood Powell. First pitch to the righty. That's down low, ball one. Spotlight hitter today for Jesse was this guy, Damon Keith, and he's 0 for 2. Like that, good pitching around him, flied out and grounded out. The pitch popped up right side of the infield. Backing up, Saheed Valenzuela comes to his left, takes another step back, and over his head with two hands, stumbling back, makes the catch. One away in the top or the bottom of the seventh. All right, so we asked some trivia back in that fourth inning. And, you know, again, we're easing you in, but tried a little trick here. There's a team that has won three World Series in a row. That would be the parent club, the Oakland Athletics. We asked you who had won three in a row most recently, though. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one to Dalton Rushing, 4-0 Nuts. Jesse, you said you got an inbox full of answers. If it wasn't the A's, that means there's only one other team that has won three and four and five in a row before, and that was the team that won it most recently. The pitch, down low, one ball, one strike. What do you got for answers?
Leanne Cook and Marsha Bullard riding in saying the Bronx Bombers, 98 through 2000.
That's right. The Bronx Bombers, indeed, the last to win three straight. The pitch, down low, two balls and a strike. And pretty cool that the Athletics are one of the two teams in all of Major League Baseball that have won three straight. They, of course, did it back in the early 70s and will be honoring that 73 team this year. The pitch, that's outside, three balls and a strike. What is it, the 50-year anniversary already for that team back in the 70s? 73?
Yeah, 2023.
Man, oh man. Time flies, right?
When you're having fun.
Darn straight.
They had a lot of fun.
The pitch. That's outside, and it is ball four. A little delay there from home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. Thought he might have gone up with the right hand. So one on with one out. Second walk given up today for the Nuts. So great job. Thank you so much for everybody that played along. Yes, the New York Yankees, the last to do it, three straight from 98 to 2000. The Yankees, boy, for how good they've been. It's been a minute since they've won the World Series. Griffin Lockwood Powell to the plate, swings and misses strike one, and they are not in first place to begin the year in the AL East. Those Tampa Bay Rays undefeated, and unfortunately for our A's, the Rays are rolling again today. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. How about 7-0, Tampa Bay up on our Oakland Athletics, looking to move to 9-0, the only remaining undefeated team in Major League Baseball. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball lifted out to left field. Bautista Jr. coming in, but it hops in front of him. Second hit for the Loons, the first for the former Chippewa, Griffin Lockwood Powell. And the Loons, for the first time today, have two on in a half inning.
Didn't barrel it. Just kind of muscled it out there in front of Danny Bautista Jr. What we haven't seen a lot from so far with Jorge Juan in this outing is swings and misses at him. He's not fooling these Loons. When he's going well, you'll know it.
You certainly can't miss him up there on the hill. 6'9", 265 pounds. And Don Schulze heading out there, to speak with Jorge Juan. Got, it looks like, Mac Lardner, who we've not seen yet this year, warming in the pen for the Nuts. One of the lefties. Three lefties in the Lugnuts rotation of pitchers this year. That's Mac Lardner, Kumar Nambiar, and Jack Owen. We saw the other two lefties back on Friday for the Nuts. Jack Owen pitched the final couple of innings. Kumar came in and pitched an inning and a third of middle relief. Don Schulze, just a quick word with Jorge Juan. Good adversity to face here. You let two on, one out. Can you work out of this jam and hold this shutout that was started by Jack Perkins and keep this four-run lead intact?
You want a ball on the ground. And Austin Gauthier coming up has hit the ball on the ground twice. I want to go back real quick to the Tampa Bay Rays. Have you seen their name connected with the St. Louis Maroons in conjunction with their start to the season?
I have not.
Okay.
There is Austin Gauthier. The pitch, inside corner, strike one.
Tampa Bay has won its first eight games of the year by at least four runs, and they're up 7-0. In 1884, the St. Louis Maroons won their first 13 games of the year by at least four runs. That's the kind of company that Tampa Bay is in.
The pitch, that's inside. One ball, one strike. I did actually see that. That was a Jeff Passan,
yes.
Passan note.
The St. Louis Maroons, they finished that season 94-19.
And yeah, that'll do.
Tampa might be on its way to a ninth straight win by at least a grand slam.
1-1. Breaking ball. Front door just missed it. 2-1. We can confirm that Tampa Bay will not go 94-19. They're going to play a few more games than that.
That's right. Also, they play in a dome.
They sure do. Jorge Juan behind 2-1. The pitch. Breaking ball. That one snags the inner third of the plate. Good pitch. 2-2. And now options here to try and work around Gauthier. Fielder's choice and a ground out. As Jesse mentioned, a couple hit on the ground. The Lugnuts have turned three double plays through the first two games. They have not had one yet today. This would be the perfect time. A look back to second for Juan. Doesn't make the throw. Rushing. Does not have that rushing speed on the base paths. Neither does Lockwood Powell, those two at second and first. The 2-2. Breaking ball in there, called strike three. Beautifully done. Three straight breaking balls from Juan. Missed with the first, clipped the inside corner with the second, and finishes off Gauthier with the third.
He's 6'9", and he's throwing what we would call a 12-6 curveball, right? On a clock, it's going north to south. How far down do you think that curve is curving?
That's a big-time curve on it. Fastball misses away, ball one. It's a good question. Two outs, and now one batter to get, and Junior Garcia is 0-2. Strikeout, flyout, 4-0 Lugs, bottom seven at Dow Diamond. The pitch home. That skips in front of the plate. Two balls, no strikes, so he went heavy breaking ball. The final three pitches of that at-bat with Gauthier, he started Garcia with two fastballs that have missed. Now a favorable count for Garcia, the DH this afternoon.
Well, you don't want Garcia to be able to sit on that curve. But right now, Adam, he's not able to trust his fastball.
We'll see what he goes to here. Throws. Breaking ball, that misses. And he's a pitch away from loading the bases. Things getting dicey in this seventh inning. And again, you're nervous about the Loons and the fact that they always have the bats to swing a big one and get themselves back in the game. Always have to be wary of that. The 3-0. He's taking all the way. Fastball right down the chute. Strike one. Can Juan find his way back here with first and second? Two outs. Lugnuts trying to keep this 4-0 lead. Juan set from the belt, throws. Fastball, swing and a miss. May have helped him out. It was right at the bottom of the zone. Would have been close. And it's a full count pitch that Junior Garcia is set to see. Go back to the breaking ball here, Jesse. He's clipped in twice with a couple of fastballs. Missed with the breaking ball. Just got Gauthier with the breaking ball. What do we see from the 6'9 righty? Here it is. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. He does go back to the breaking ball. He does get out of the jam. After 7, Lugs 4, Loons none. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way when we return.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A new inning, a new Loons pitcher. Jake Pilarski has come in out of the Great Lakes bullpen for the top of the 8th. Lucky number 13. Lugnuts leading the Loons 4-0. 2 in the 1st, 2 in the 6th. Really, though, the story has been, in addition to Daniel Susak having an outstanding game with a couple of doubles, an RBI double his last time up, it's been the pitching. It's been Jack Perkins, 5 hitless innings, 6 strikeouts. And Jorge Juan has then blanked the Loons over the 6th and the 7th. Big bats coming up again here in the 8th inning. Winkler, Muncy, and Susak against Pilarski. The undrafted free agent last year out of the Citadel deals. Jack Winkler spoils foul the first pitch off to the right side. And strike 1. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. The Lugnuts home opener coming up in 2 days. We hope to see you there. Righty to righty, the pitch. Breaking ball called a strike on the outside corner. Winkler's 1-for-3 with an RBI double way back in the first inning. Knocked in the first run, scored the second run. And 0-2, fouled off the hands, up and out of play to the right side. Pilarski, 24 years young. He'll turn 25, coming up in May. 6'2", 225-pounder out of Pittsburgh, PA. At 0-2, outside. Fastball at 98 miles an hour. Just to give you a hint about Pilarski's road here to the Dodgers organization, Adam, it has been long, but he's got thunder in his right arm. Fires. Low and away. This is his very first game that he's appearing in minor league baseball, affiliated minor league baseball. He was signed out of the Frontier League. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Winkler. The break even from Pilarski. Fouled away to the right side. Fastball 94 that time. They have said that he can get it up to 99. We shall see. He spent 4 years at Virginia Wesleyan, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, and then 2021 with the Citadel, and then off to the Frontier League. The pitch, Winkler fouls it straight back. He was with Lake Erie in 2021, the Crushers, and then to the Washington Wild Things last year. That's very close to his hometown in Pittsburgh. And now to the Dodgers. Here comes Pilarski. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit towards shortstop. In fact, the third baseman Diaz cuts in front of the shortstop Gauthier, and he makes the play to first. There's one down.
Batting for the shortstop
With Winkler retired, the batter is now Max Muncy. I'm looking over the home broadcast booth, Adam, and they are pumped about this debut outing for Pilarski.
Mm.
And how about starting in high A in the Dodger system? Righty-righty to Max Muncy. Fouled into the screen. 97. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of subterfuge here. I think Pilarski is going to come after him. And that makes things fun.
Absolutely. You're down four. Go right after. Bases are clear. And yeah, how could you not root for this guy?
And 0-1. On its way. Check swing. Went around too far. 97 away. Muncy down in the count. Nothing and two. 4-0 Lugnuts. Two in the first. Two in the sixth. And on the other side, nothing for the Loons. They do have two singles, though.
Mm.
0-2 pitch. Fouled into the netting. 99. There you go.
Well, I feel like the singles are the only thing they've gotten in this series.
Max Muncy, for his part, a single today, a walk, a run scored. He is now 6 for 12 this season. One out, nobody on. Batting in the eighth. Pilarski's pitch. Breaking ball outside. First wrinkle that we had seen. And Muncy takes ball one.
Pretty wild. Every other time Max Muncy comes to the plate, he's getting a base hit, and three of those have been doubles.
Here's the 1-2. On its way. The breaking ball called strike three on the inside corner. Muncy got locked up and rung up. First strikeout for Pilarski.
Yeah, it's a good pitch right there. Breaking ball in there. Not much Muncy can do, and rare to see him strike out twice in one game, but both Robleski and Pilarski went right after him.
So now Daniel Susak. He's been the slugger of the hour. Big ol' number 18. Susak at 6'4", 225 pounds. A double play ball and a couple of doubles. Righty to righty. First pitch. Popped up but foul, towering over our heads and out of play.
Yeah, he's been so fun to watch today. He gets a couple of doubles and steals the show by stealing third base and then coming in to score a run.
How about that? 4-0 Lugnuts in the eighth. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the pitch. That's at the letters for a called strike. Pilarski was very quickly out in front of Winkler and then Muncy and now Susak. A ground out on a strikeout thus far. Mac Lardner is continuing to warm up in the Lugnuts pen. We'll expect him for the bottom half of this eighth. But first, an 0-2. Pitch clock infraction first. Ball one. Daniel Susak's photo on the big video board, by the way, has been replaced by a yellow chick on this Easter Sunday. 1-2. All the way to the right side.
And you're not talking about a female. You're talking about a duckling.
Yeah, little baby chicken. No word if it's chocolate or not.
A Bo Peep?
Wind blowing from right to left across the field. Cloudless blue sky above. Susak, the Arizona Wildcat, waits. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with the slider. Side retired. Pilarski strikes out both Muncy and Susak in a perfect debut inning in affiliated baseball. And we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. It's the Lugnuts on top over the Great Lakes Loons. 4-0 your score.
As the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Matt Gardner is in fact on the mound, going to the bottom half of the eighth inning. It is the Lugnuts 4, the Loons nada. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, Adam Jaxa over there, Alon Goldberg-Strassler right here on my left.
And his purple and turquoise glove, that would match Big Lug. He's ready to go.
That's right. Although he's been looking for Louis Loon.
Yeah, Big Lug won't come out until Tuesday.
Mac Lardner will take on Alcantara, Diaz, and Vogel, 8-9-1. The Lugnuts are 6 outs away from breaking out the brooms in Midland. Ismael Alcantara, the right-handed hitting number 8 batter. First pitch, he skies it. Foul ground on the right side. Winkler, the first baseman's over, approaches the dugout, and he's got room to make the catch right as he reaches the railing. One pitch and one out for Mac Lardner.
That's a new first baseman over there that looks pretty darn comfortable. He's made a couple of nice picks. He's on the other side of the diamond, but is able to grab that right before running to the railing. Nice job by Jack Winkler.
Luis Diaz now. You remember seeing Luis Diaz? He made his Midwest League debut against the Lugnuts last year. He was highly active, too. He's been a non-factor today in his 2023 debut. Strikeout, flyout, first pitch. On the outside corner, strike called. But Mac Lardner comes in right after Jorge Juan, who relieved Jack Perkins. And I would say three very different pitchers.
Yeah, absolutely. But one thing remains the same. They're coming in, they're throwing strikes.
Loons only have 2 hits today. A single by Vogel in the 6th and a single by Lockwood Powell in the 7th. One out in the 8th. Diaz takes the ball upstairs. It's 1-1. If you missed it, well, the Loons missed what Jack Perkins was throwing, too. 5 hitless innings, 6 strikeouts. And the pitch, swing and a tapper foul at home plate. Big swing by Diaz, didn't go anywhere. Count is 1-2.
What did we ask for coming in to this weekend and coming into today? See the consistency of starting pitching and pitching overall, and boy, Jack Perkins continued it today.
Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Lardner's first strikeout of the year. And Diaz is done.
Oh, great to see from Mac Lardner. He doesn't have the big overwhelming velocity like a Perkins or Juan has, but he can mix his pitches, he can find the zone, and he makes you put the ball in play. And a good start to his outing.
Leadoff man Jake Vogel now, who broke up the no-hit bid with 2 outs in the 6th inning. The pitch to him. Inside corner, strike called. Adam, I believe that you asked, what did you ask for? My answer I was going to give you is sunlight.
Uh-huh.
Right, nice warm weather. 0-1. Vogel foul tips it into Susak's mitt. Strike 2.
Check. We've got it.
Yeah, so the baseball, the weather, everything's lining up.
And 4 outs away from a pretty special opening weekend.
Mac Lardner. The southpaw out of Gonzaga throws high fly ball, golfed foul down the left field line. Josh Wainwright is over into the pen, called off, and the shortstop Muncy cannot make the catch. He came scooting over there as fast as he could as Josh Wan gave way. Muncy got his glove on it, but he couldn't secure it, and Jake Vogel still has life.
Wow, what a great effort by Muncy. He ended up climbing up the tarp and holding on to the little walkway right there that starts just inside the fencing just to kind of brace himself, and thank goodness he's not hurt. What an effort.
So the count is nothing and 2. And this is where if you're a right-handed batter, you worry about the Lardner changeup. The pitch. Oh, just off the outside corner with a breaking ball. Whole infield was ready to head back to the dugout.
Yeah, they all took a step and a half. Lardner took a step and a half. It looked like strike three, just didn't quite get the call.
One and two is the count. The pitch, a tapper past the mound to the second baseman. Saeed Valenzuela the glove, the flip over to first, and the inning is over. And we are going to the ninth from Dow Diamond. Lugnuts in control with a 4-0 lead.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You guys were great.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One inning is all that the Loons will give Jake Pilarski. They go right back to the bullpen. We were talking about Julian Smith earlier. Let's now watch the southpaw work. The left-handed Smith, standing 6 feet 4 inches tall, only 210 pounds. He's slender. Smith out of Concord, North Carolina, 15th rounder 5 years ago. Drafted from Catawba Valley Community College. Takes over for the ninth. His Loons trailing the Lugnuts 4-0. The Lugnuts have scored 4 runs all 3 games of this series. Let's see if they can add some more before the bottom of the ninth, and they go for the series sweep. Danny Bautista Jr. bats right. The first offering skips into catcher Dalton Rushing. One ball, no strikes. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, there were some series that began on Thursday and wrapped up yesterday. The pitch popped up off the hands, foul ground first base side. Rushing rushes over, and it's Rushing who makes the catch with a first baseman, Lockwood Powell, sliding over right next to him. One went tumbling forward one way. One went the other way like two ships passing in the night. And somehow, the number one didn't collide, and number two, Rushing caught the ball.
Yeah, really good effort by Rushing. And I'm not sure Lockwood Powell is going to get there in time. Maybe just avoiding, like you said, Rushing, but Rushing, tough angle. He's got all the equipment on. Slides in, though. Makes it look easy. And that's a tough out there for Bautista.
One out, nobody on. Johnny Butler. Lefty versus lefty. Smith's curveball hooks in for a called strike. The West Michigan Whitecaps, Adam, completed a 3-game sweep of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Oh. Rough start to the season for Fort Wayne. They did score a run yesterday. They had trouble scoring. Butler fouls this pitch back and out of play.
Does that mean we are going to potentially set up
yes.
a big-time series on Tuesday if this holds true here?
That's right. Dayton and Lake County wrapped up their 3-game series at Classic Park yesterday. Dragons won 7-2 to avert the sweep. Smith's pitch. Butler foul tips it into, then out of Rushing's mitt. Stays alive, counted nothing and two. Lugnuts leading 4-0, having won on Friday 4-3 and yesterday 4-1.
Well, the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps have struggled the last couple of years, so wouldn't it be cool to see them kind of turn things around?
The pitch. Butler goes down swinging on a curveball in the dirt, picked up by Rushing. Throw down to first. Lockwood Powell receives, completing the K. I remember, though, last year, correct me if I'm wrong, that West Michigan handed it to Great Lakes to start up the year.
Yes.
And that Brett Tunney was not happy about it in the broadcast booth next to us and was really worried about his Loons. And then those two teams went in different directions. The Whitecaps weren't that good. The Loons, it turned out, were much better.
And the Loons had that crazy ending to take the...
Saheed Valenzuela pushes the first pitch he sees right side. Second baseman Young in the outfield grass throws to first in time. Side retired. Perfect inning for Julian Smith.
They say they came back to win the championship. It was crazy.
Yeah. Cedar Rapids sweeps Peoria. That's what's going on in the Midwest League. Here's what's going on today in the Midwest League. Lugnuts lead 4-0. Three outs away from the sweep in Great Lakes. Stay with us. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Three outs away from a series sweep at Dow Diamond, lefty Mac Lardner of the Lugnuts will take on Taylor Young, Damon Keith, and then Dalton Rushing. This is 2-3-4 in the Great Lakes Loons attack, and they're down to the Nuts 4-0. Adam Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The lefty Lardner throws, and the right-handed Taylor Young takes a pitch upstairs. One ball, no strikes. Young is struck out, flied out. Grounded a fielder's choice. Lardner came out of the bullpen to open up the eighth inning. Foul out, strike out, ground out, easy frame. Fires in a called strike across the outside corner. Count 1-1. Taylor Young is 1-for-11 this weekend against the Nuts. And he's at the very top of the order. They need him. The pitch. The breaking ball low. During spring training, Adam, I visited Mesa, saw the A's complex, and met Mac Lardner's father. Hitter's pitch. Up high, no call to strike at the letters. Lardner gets the high strike call, and the count is even. Two balls and two strikes. And in speaking with Mac's dad, Brian Lardner, he told me all about the Lardner family connection with the Lugnuts' first-year manager, Craig Conklin. That Conk has known Mac and the Lardners for a long time. That California baseball connection. The 2-2. Driven down the right field line, but fading foul. Stays two balls, two strikes. And according to Mr. Lardner, he said when Mac went to Indy Ball, when he was released by the Cardinals, that Craig Conklin was a big part of the reason that the Oakland Athletics signed him. It is a pleasure to have on this ball club. The pitch, up high, showed him a fastball. It's full.
Yeah, Lugnuts experienced good times with Mac Lardner last year. Great to have him back, and glad that Craig Conklin had that connection.
Payoff pitch. Line drive over Josh Wainwright at third. Base hit left field. Danny Bautista Jr. quickly gets it in. A leadoff single for Taylor Young. Little Timmy Trumpet playing up Damon Keith. Just the third hit of the game for the Loons. Young at first. Nobody out, down 4-0. The deal. Strike called on the inside corner. The 18th rounder 2 years ago, Damon Keith, out of Oceanside, California. Here's the pitch. A ground ball right back to Mac Lardner. Throws to second. One. Valenzuela to first. That's a double play. 1-4-3. Wipe out that leadoff single and bring the Lugnuts one out away from the sweep.
Yeah, well done by Lardner. Had to go up and snag it and then make an accurate throw to second. And a good turn by Valenzuela as well. The Nuts now consistently have had at least one double play in all three games and one out away from a sweep.
You say he had to go up to go get it. It's nice to be 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
Lardner throws to Dalton, rushing. Lefty, lefty. Outside and high. 1-0. Rushing today has walked, struck out, and walked. He has not been an issue. When he has walked, he has not been a factor on the base paths. Breaking ball outside. It's one of those things where you do worry about his bat, the second rounder out of Louisville. He has not impacted this series. 4-0, the Lugnuts lead in the ninth. The pitch, right in there for a called strike. Count is 2-1. The Loons today are hitless with runners in scoring position, but Adam, I should also add, they're 0-3. They only have had 3 at-bats with a runner in scoring position. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the changeup.
Now only 3 more singles today, and that was after 5 singles Friday, 4 singles yesterday. Just keep getting lower and lower.
It's a 4-game series. They would hold them to 2 singles tomorrow.
That's right.
1 strike away. The pitch. Just off the outside corner. Mac is smiling at that one.
We're all smiling at that one.
Woo! 3-2 to rushing. 2 runs in the first, 2 runs in the sixth, 4-0 Lugnuts. 2 outs in the ninth. Lardner's pitch. Rushing cues it foul on a line down the left side. Way out in front of the off speed. And it rolls off the tarp. And Brock Whittlesey heads over and stares at the baseball down in the Lugnuts pen.
Still examining it.
Reads the signature on it. Counts up the seams. Payoff once more. High and outside. Not close. Rushing walks for a third time. Well, Jack Perkins walked Rushing in the second inning. Jorge Juan walked him in the seventh. Lardner walks him here in the ninth. It seems to me that the Lugnuts had a very clear plan to say, Rushing is good. Don't let him beat you. Attack the other hitters.
Yep, that makes sense. Now you got to go after this guy, Lockwood Powell. He's had a base hit, a line out today.
Line to right, fly to center, single to left. First pitch, inside and low. The lefty Lardner against the right-handed hitting CMU Chippewa. The pitch, foul tipped backward. Ball and a strike. Go through the pitchers that we have seen in this series. Yoelvis Del Rosario getting the start on Friday. Yesterday, Jacob Waters. Today, Jack Perkins. And then the relievers. Here's the 1-1. Fouled into the screen. Hunter Breaux had a rough outing on Friday. But around him, Kumar Nambiar, Brock Whittlesey, Jack Owen, outstanding. Yesterday, following Waters, Blake Beers looked great. Then Luke Anderson, and then Tyler Baum to finish. And today, Perkins, Juan, and now Lardner. Fly ball left center field toward the alleyway. It's down for a base hit. One hopping the wall. Dalton Rushing rushes around third. He's coming in to score. Muncy's relay comes into third base. RBI double, Griffin, Lockwood, Powell, and the shutout is over. Lugnuts 4, Loons 1.
Lardner hasn't quite looked as sharp in this half inning. He's given up now a couple of hits. He's gotten behind 3 of the 4 batters. He's walked a batter. Need to tighten it up a little bit. And the good news is you have a 4-run cushion, but bear down, get this final out here and get out of here.
Pitching coach Don Schulte is going to slow things down and head out there just in case any further troubles develop. Brock Whittlesey is warming up in the Lugnuts bullpen. Adam, by the way, you being the voice of CMU Chippewas baseball, earlier in the series, you remember I was talking about what would be a good series for you as you being the voice of the Lugnuts and also wanting to see Griffin Lockwood Powell do well. I think we've found that happy medium.
Yeah, we got a nice RBI double, but the Loons are losing. So that's okay. Good for him, though. He's a big swinger, and he's had a nice day today at the plate.
Tying run is still in the on-deck circle. Lockwood Powell at second. Austin Gauthier coming up. Lugnuts 4, Loons 1. Here's the thing. Lugnuts have played so well over the course of these 3 days, trying to finish things strong. There was two outs, nobody on, but then the walk to rushing, the RBI double by Lockwood Powell. Now Gauthier takes ball one high. Austin Gauthier, right-handed hitter. And starting at shortstop today, batting sixth in the order, Alex Freeland, the great prospect, getting the day off. The pitch, sky but foul down the right side. Winkler, the first baseman, Butler in right field rushing over. But that ball's out of play over the railing. Short railing where the kids can lean over right next to the Loons bullpen. One ball, one strike, Austin Gauthier. G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. You might also be wanting to say Gauthier. There was a broadcaster in this Midwest League with the last name Gauthier. The pitch, up high. His name was Tom Gauthier. He was the voice of the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Mm. And whenever Bowling Green would give up runs, you'd look over into Tom's broadcast booth, and he'd be flinging pencils at the ceiling. So you knew things were going well if the pencils were flying. 2-1 pitch. Gauthier swings and misses. Pulled the string on him. And again, the Loons are down to their very last strike.
Is the third time a charm for them being down to their last strike.
It was rushing on 3-2, but he walked. It was Lockwood Powell, but he doubled. And now it's Gauthier. 4-1, Lugnuts, bottom of the ninth. Lardner resets. Black Sox pulled up high, just below the knees for Lardner. Here's the pitch. A ground ball pulled foul left side. We are right now unofficially around 2 hours and 18 minutes into this game. Whew. That okay with you?
Yeah, breeze by through the first five.
Here's the pitch. Line shot, left center field. On the run, Danny Bautista Jr. Beyond him, one hopping the wall. Lockwood Powell scores. Gauthier takes his spot at second base as the ball comes in. That's back-to-back RBI doubles. And now the Loons trail 4-2.
And now they're going to bring the tying run to the plate. Again, Mack Lardner has not looked himself in this ninth inning. He continues to get behind batters. He's missing with his accuracy. And I think Craig Conklin says, all right, last batter, that was your last chance. They're going to go to the pen.
It's Brock Whittlesey time.
When you see solid contact, the same exact spot that Lockwood Powell just hit it, it's not right for Mack. And this is where you hope the teammate can pick him up. But this is really the most stressed we've seen the Lugnuts, honestly, in this series, with the Loons able to string together finally their first two extra base hits of the entire series. And it came with one more out to go in this game.
If the Lugnuts finish things off and do in fact win this one right here on the bottom of the ninth, you would say that the Loons would have collected their first extra base hits of the series in the final inning out of 27. Actually, I should say 28. 10 followed by 9-9. Brock Whittlesey comes in. He is the first Lugnuts pitcher to make his second appearance of the year. We saw him work 1 1/3 hitless, scoreless innings on opening day. And on opening day, Adam, Friday night, he inherited runners at the corners left there by Hunter Breaux. He retired Jake Vogel on a flyout to left to get out of that jam. And then he pitched a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning. That bridged things to Jack Owen to take it to the ninth and the tenth in the Lugnuts 4-3 win. 4-3 Friday. 4-1 yesterday. And today, the score is 4-2.
You didn't really feel like there was a way that the Loons were going to find a way to bring the tying run to the plate, but give them credit. For as quiet as they've been, this has got to feel good. And even if they don't come back to win the series, something you build upon as they head to Dayton on Tuesday, that an offense that has always been so good in the Dodgers minor league system, they've got some good hitters on their team, and it looks like they've woken up a little bit here with three base hits, two doubles, and a walk. And again, Garcia will come up with a chance to tie the game with a big swing.
We have not heard anything from Junior Garcia really in this series. He is 0-for-3 today. He is 1-for-11 against the Lugnuts. He has struck out four times, including twice this afternoon. Runner at second base, right-hander against right-hander. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Lugnuts 4, Loons 2. The pitch outside from Whittlesey. First pitch slider.
Six batters faced in this half inning. Five have started with 1-0 counts.
Not a successful formula. Here it comes. Swing, got a miss on the frisbee slider. Ball and a strike on Garcia. Garcia has been a part of what has gone wrong for Great Lakes the first two games. Big run scoring error in the 10th inning 2 days ago. And then committed one of the three errors in the Lugnuts three-run sixth yesterday. A 1-1. Whittlesey just misses with a fastball low.
You got to watch for a little dunk or two with the Lugnuts playing no doubles deep in the outfield. Something hit weakly, popped up. It might get down.
Garcia last year, a heck of a hitter for Rancho Cucamonga. Hit 305, 13 homers. Whittlesey's pitch. Swing and a miss. Got that fastball under the hands. Want another hitter who the Loons are now one strike away from losing?
That's the fourth time in a row, but I like Whittlesey. He's going right after him, getting the swings and misses.
He settles. Throws. Low for ball three.
Remember how close they were when it was... Lardner thought he had strike three on Dalton rushing. It was called a ball, and he ends up walking, and this half inning is continued.
Gauthier at second. Two down. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and this ball game is over. The Lugnuts sweep the Loons to open up 2023. Final score this afternoon. Lugnuts 4, Loons 2.
Well, got a little dicey there in the ninth, but really the only half inning all series that the Lugnuts faced some adversity in terms of extra base hits and the Loons threatening to get back into the game. But wow, what an opening series. Just like they did in 2017, the Lugnuts sweep the Loons to start the year, and they are going to head back to Jackson Field undefeated. Great start.
Postgame show up next. Lugnuts victorious. Stay tuned.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
There was a brief spark of life for the hometown squad in the bottom of the ninth, and then the Lugnuts extinguished it. Brock Whittlesey striking out Junior Garcia. And that closed the books on not just a 4-2 Lugnuts win this afternoon, but a three-game season-opening series sweep in Great Lakes. Hello and welcome back in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler at Dow Diamond alongside Adam Jaxa. Your final totals for the Lugnuts, 4 runs on 5 hits and no errors. Lugnuts ended up stranding 3 runners on the base paths, only went 1-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Key hits when they needed them. And on the other side for the Great Lakes Loons, 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors, and the Loons stranded 5 runners on base today. The winning pitcher, well, deservedly so, Jack Perkins. And Adam and I will get into him in just a second. Justin Robleski takes the loss. Brock Whittle see his first save of the year. Time of the game, 2 hours and 22 minutes. And it was played in front of a crowd of 1,242. Temperature 55 degrees and rising all the while. 55 degrees at first pitch. It's 62 degrees right now. Adam's feeling good, looking good. Jack Perkins also looking really good today.
Oh, he was, he dazzled in his first start for the Lansing Lugnuts. I mean, you go 5 innings, very efficient, 57 pitches, 39 strikes. Worked that fastball well. The Loons couldn't catch up to it at times. Strikes out 6, and then we saw his effectiveness off that fastball, working his secondary pitches, and for a third straight game, no surprise, the Lugnuts get an excellent start, and they turn that into another win. And what can we say more about Perkins and just the entire pitching staff? And another good defensive day for the Lugnuts behind him. They had committed a few errors. That had been it. No errors today. Really, really good weekend on the road.
It is rare that you'll see a first-rounder on a roster. Adam, you and I have gone full seasons without seeing a first-round pick. This Lugnuts team opens up its year with 2 first-rounders. The A's last 2 first-round picks, Max Muncy in 2021, and he has started off the season like a ball of fire. Muncy again today, single, walk, run scored. It was Muncy who carried the offense a couple of days ago. But on opening day, while Muncy was hitting the ball so well, Daniel Susak went 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts. And then he didn't play yesterday. So he gets his second start of the season today. And, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, 2 more extra base hits for the Lugnuts. They come from Susak. He gets an RBI. He swipes a bag and then scores a run. He also brings in a run on a grounder. Didn't get the RBI in that first inning because of a double play, but he was productive at the plate, and that's what you're expecting, as you mentioned. So fortunate to have first-round picks in your lineup, but to have them back-to-back 3 and 4, I mean, good luck with that. Every opponent that they'll see this year, that is a daunting middle of the lineup when those two are hitting next to each other.
The Lugnuts are 3-0. West Michigan is 3-0. Let's get these two arch rivals together on Tuesday.
Let's play 6 at Jackson Field. Open up the season with 2 teams that had a great opening weekend. And, boy, that's going to be fun.
First series sweep for the Lugnuts since?
2017,
the year of Bo and Vladdy, when this was a low-A Toronto Blue Jays affiliate. Well, this year for the Lugnuts, we shall see what it holds. But this was a fine start. They only scored 4 runs in each and every game. They struck out 13 more times today, so 40 strikeouts in the 3 games. And yet the pitchers limited things, the defense limited things, and the offense got those big hits when they needed them. And that closes the books on us. Happy Easter Sunday to you.
Yes, sir, and happy Passover as you continue on. And let's play ball at home next week. Can't
I know
wait for that.
You've got some Central Michigan action.
I do.
And when you return from that,
yes,
I'll be ready.
I'll be intermittent. I'm unfortunately not going to make the opening night on Tuesday, but we'll be back this week and say hi to our friend Dan Hasty and see what the Tigers affiliate brings to town. Great to see all the Lugnut fans. Can't wait for this upcoming week.
Look forward to it. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Again, your final score this afternoon from Dow Diamond. The Lugnuts 4, the Great Lakes Loons 2. Here's wishing you a terrific rest of your Sunday from Midland, Michigan. This has been Lugnuts.